Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Can you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rum.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Stop the run.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
Bite my left nipple, ass wipe.
F you, white trash.
Go, Bob, on my knob, ass munch.
Welcome to our show.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All I know is that last night I was at the Baskin Robbins.
Yes.
And I met the nicest bunch of boys in there.
Yeah.
And I invited them to join us on the show today.
Oh, no, no. Get them out of here. Get them out of here, please.
I don't want to talk to them.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Didn't they have a double scoop of hate ripple? Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Mass Magician, if you please, and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting to all the ladies and all their lovely in-betweens, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, May 16th.
Right.
Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. And New York on WNEW, 877-692-1027. WYSP Philadelphia, yes, your personal phone line coming momentarily.
Hours from now.
No, really, they're working on it. I swear to God, they're working on it.
Many, many hours from now.
They're working on it.
I know they are.
Now, look what they've done with the phones here.
Well, you got a new phone bank there that's like easy access, right?
That's right, yeah. Things are happening here.
See, the guys here, they listen, they pay attention, and they take care of us.
And here he is to my left and your right, Guy Burnley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Once again today, bruised me in my genital area.
The only way you'll listen.
I can't believe, you know, when I stumbled upon that one time and he was sitting there, had you down, prostrate, kneeing you.
And why you are wearing sunglasses is beyond me.
No reason.
So you can be like Leah.
Well, I'm going to get to be like Mike.
That's right. Leah said she won't take hers off until I take mine off, and I can't see.
On Buzz's left and my left and your right, there is Leah Remedy. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, darling.
How did things go on Entertainment Tonight yesterday?
It was okay.
Just okay?
Just okay?
Yes.
Why was it just okay?
Well, first of all, I'm not really good at standing in front of a camera and just talking to the camera.
Sure you are.
And no.
Was it a satellite type of thing or what?
No. It's like reading from a teleprompter, okay, which is the words in the camera, like news people.
We understand.
I'm telling the people at home.
I think they understand.
Not everybody knows what a freaking teleprompter is.
Yeah, but see, I took it also as you were telling us. Like, we were radio people.
Our audience is media savvy.
Yeah.
We love, as a matter of fact, we love the prompters.
Anyway.
We love television prompters.
I don't mind it, but I thought it was going to be partial sit-down interview and then... talking about the 100 episodes of The King of Queens.
So you had a pre-written thing that you had to read?
Yeah, so I get in there, and Mary Hart and Bob are there, and they are very sweet.
Bob going my way? Bob going my way?
Yeah.
All right.
And, no, so basically they just said, okay, you stand there while Mary and Bob are sitting at their counter.
Making out.
You stand there, which
at
I was
their desk.
I was
having,
a, I know.
Having, while they're diddling each other, can I say that? Okay.
And you're just kind of standing there with a crew of people that you don't know, that you've never worked with, and they go, okay, here you go. And they have this thing in the teleprompter that they don't tell you what you're going to read. What?
Bob is diddling Mary with his big toe.
She loved every minute of it.
Anyway, right. Long story short.
Uh-huh. What were you supposed to do?
I just, basically I said, and wait till you see what Ben Stiller did to his father. On our 100th episode.
Did you work in a plug for this radio show?
I couldn't.
Oh, no.
Now, wait a minute. I've already...
Damn disappointment.
Damn it.
Okay, well, I don't have to bring it up on Friday either. If you want to well, punish me now, that's fine. It gets me up on for Craig.
You know what? I think this would be a good time to bring up something that I wanted to bring up on the show.
Okay, but wait a second. Before you abuse me about something else.
I'm not going to abuse you, darling.
Of course you are.
I love you.
I think you should call my publicist at home and yell at her because she's
no.
the one.
Don, no, I don't think you should
wait a minute.
Call.
Do you remember when I sat here, Don?
Listen,
Buzz,
Leah?
Wait. Shut up for a second.
No, this is Leah.
Oh, a Yenta.
Leah, listen. All this talk about publicists.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't call them.
And I won't, Mike. And you have your sister, mm-hmm. who is your assistant, and you have a publicist.
Yeah.
I have now decided that I am too big for this. I'm too big to go through these petty arguments with you.
Okay.
That, let's face it, Mike and I have an agent.
All right.
But I have a personal assistant as well.
Okay.
And he is my brother.
Okay.
And he is my name. His name is Jim.
Okay.
Jim Source, my real-life brother.
All right.
And from now on, I would like for you to deal with him.
Okay.
When it comes to issues of the show.
All right.
And I think he is on the telephone now.
Okay.
So let's check in with my brother, Jim. Jim?
Mr. Geronimo, Jim is also busy. I'm Jim's personal assistant, Joe Artinger.
Oh, all right, so this is my brother.
Okay.
My brother's personal assistant.
So your personal assistant has a personal assistant that you will be dealing with since your personal assistant is not available. You will be dealing with your personal assistant's personal assistant.
My brother is a long-distance truck driver.
Uh-huh.
He drives an 18-wheeler, okay. And he is currently en route from Milwaukee to somewhere out west, like Denver.
So we were discussing yesterday he may not be... as savvy as your personal assistant, Nicole, who has been in the business for a while.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
But I think you will be equally impressed with Joe, who is Jim's assistant. Joe, please go ahead. I know that you have a few things that I wanted to pass along to Ms. Remedy.
Yeah, Leah?
Yeah?
Don's brother, Jim, is unavailable. I'm Jim Source's personal assistant, Joe Artinger, and I have a list of concerns and requests that Mr. Geronimo has prepared.
Okay, well, I only think it's right that you talk to me, if I may. Assistant.
Well, she's got a point there.
No,
she's
I don't think
point.
You should talk directly to me. Being
should we bring Nicole in
the
here?
The artists don't talk directly to each other.
That's right.
They talk to each other's people.
Yeah.
In this case, would be the people's people.
Don, it's only fair that we bring Nicole on the phone. Very busy.
Nicole, come in and talk
Taking
to my...
care of the busy things here.
Talk to my personal assistant's personal assistant.
Your personal assistant's personal assistant.
Hang up the phone.
Hang up, please, now, Nicole.
I'm sorry, I'm on the line with another...
Here's Leah Remini's personal assistant. This is Nicole.
Now, Nicole, I have a personal assistant. It is my brother, Jim.
He's indisposed today.
So, Joe, why don't you just start over and start with Nicole?
Hi, Nicole.
Hello, Jim.
I'm sorry. Don's brother, Jim, is unavailable. I'm Jim Source's personal assistant, Joe Artinger, and I have a list of concerns and requests that Mr. Geronimo has prepared.
I'm ready to hear them.
Okay, these items will be required of you on a daily basis. If you have any questions or concerns...
Of Nicole
Joe,
or
are you
of Leah?
Yeah, Joe, come on, you got to make it specific. Now
I'm talking to Nicole, I thought.
Yes, okay.
She's talking to Nicole, and Nicole is representing Leah.
I'm sorry. These items will be required of Leah on a daily basis.
Okay.
And if you or Leah have any questions or concerns, please contact my immediate supervisor, Mr. Jim Source.
That's my brother.
Don, is there any truth to the rumor that your personal assistant has smoked an incredible amount of marijuana in his life?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
And a lot this morning.
A lot this morning before you got to work.
All right, go ahead, Joe.
Nicole. Don would like Leah to, on a daily basis, number one, get her own coffee.
Should I be taking notes?
No, I have a copy for you here.
Oh, okay, good.
Number one, get her own coffee.
Get her own coffee, uh-huh.
Number two, get her own fruit.
Her own fruit, okay,
Number three, fix herself up every day, paint her face real nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's done.
Number four.
Why are you negotiating with him without speaking to me first?
You and I should not be speaking now.
We are not.
The thing is,
I don't hear anything.
I should point out that Leah's speaking to Nicole as you would speak to Joe. So if you two are going to argue, it would be necessary to speak through your personal assistant.
I don't think you should be negotiating with him without consulting me first.
You know what I think,
Leah? As to point number three,
Leah?
I would like you to bring that up to me.
I think that
now.
You and I should turn our microphones off, Leah, and allow our assistants to speak.
Well, there you go. Now you're blowing the whole thing because you're speaking to her directly, you see. That's...
But we're going to make a deal now. As performers, as artists, I will turn my microphone off and turn yours off as well. I will agree to that. Okay. Then on with the assistants.
Okay, if I may continue. Number four, please ask Leah to not say what she does not like on the show. Number five, on air, be meaner. Like the show has seen her be in person.
Okay.
Number six, Leah should have a celebrity gossip item from a Hollywood pal.
A Hollywood pal.
Wait to read it off the card, Joe.
And number seven, remind Leah that there is no I in team. Number eight, please call myself or Jim Source, or have yourself call with any positive comments about the show.
Okay. Okay.
Is there anything you have for Joe, Nicole?
Notes for him.
Wait, please.
Number nine, if I may continue.
I forgot we were dealing with slow Joe here. That was why there was that gaping hole between the
just
items.
Run down the list, Joe.
I have trouble hearing you guys anyway. Number nine, please. Score Buzz some weed.
Please.
The t-shirt wasn't enough. Go ahead.
Number ten, please ask Leah to show more skin. Number 11, please have Leah plug this dumb radio show on television. Number 12, on Monday, Leah should talk about her fab L.A. weekends. Number 13, be nice.
I am her sister. It's making me laugh, too. Talk about her fab Hollywood weekend. Go ahead.
Number 13, Leah should be nice to the guys on the phone who use her as a visual stimulation. Number 14, please tell Leah, welcome to the show.
Personal note.
Number 15, Leah should console Mike, Mr. O'Mara.
Whenever possible.
Number 16.
Oh, there's more.
Yes, just a brief few items. Number 16, please have Leah provide Charlie Brayhill with bananas.
The monkey.
Yeah.
Number 17, cook eggs for Rob.
He loves eggs.
Joe.
Hello?
Joe.
We lost the connection.
Did we lose the line?
Wow.
I'm here.
Oh.
There he is.
Right,
continue,
hey,
Joe.
Joe.
Oh, sorry. Where were we? 18?
Where were we?
18.
Please have Leah increase intimacy.
With Lisa.
Number 19? Tell Leah to have fun.
Joe.
Hello?
Joe, you screwed up number 18.
I did?
Increase intimacy with Lisa.
In the great tradition of getting to the end of the bit, right. Joe's running out of steam.
I'm sorry, Rob didn't give me that, or we had a miscommunication.
No, it says it right on the card. Increased intimacy with Lisa.
Yeah, but my fax was like dark black in that area.
All right, okay. Number 19 and number 20.
Number 19.
You tell your assistants not to argue with you. That's just an artist to artist.
Thanks, baby.
Okay.
Number 19, remind Leah to have
you
fun.
You told, man.
Number 20?
Yes.
Wish Leah good luck in everything.
There you go. Thank you, Joe.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.
I think you'll enjoy it more, Leah, when it's my actual brother.
Okay.
The realist.
All right.
That'll be wonderful. I would say your actual brother could probably get through that list a little smoother.
My real-life brother actually has more personality. We couldn't get a hold of him. So, Nicole, in the future, yeah. I will give you his cell number, and anything that I have for Leah, I will pass along to Jim, and he will call you.
Okay.
And since I'm really not involved in this, it won't be necessary for either one of you to deal with my personal assistant in New York.
Well, you are on one of the points. But you are on one of the points, so we do have to call your people.
But
now,
if we ever have
people, you need to let us know that.
But if we ever have a real problem, you can speak to John Constantino.
Okay.
In New York City.
All right. I like him.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Nicole.
All right, Nicole. Thank you for listening. Call John Moonves.
Quickly.
I'll be calling Les.
Listen, I would also like to start today by... Well, I'm waiting for an apology, actually, from my good friend Mike, who I did invite yesterday to the 5:30 Club.
Oh.
What would the apology be? What would the apology be for what? Just so I know, I always like to know what
the apology would be.
Apologizing for
the apology would be that I didn't throw away the hideous Batman hat.
Did you retrieve it out of the trash? Just out of curiosity,
I never
made take it out of the trash.
I never actually threw it away.
All right, now let me give you a wonderful apology. This apology will not only be apologizing for my Patrick Bateman like behavior. But I will tell you that upon closer examination of the hat that I bought for you in Venice Beach, I completely understand why you threw that in
Thank
the trash.
You.
I, being a hat connoisseur, which I am, I love the baseball caps. I got a bunch of them at home, and there was not only it was not like the Batman logo was even embroidered into the hat. It was a rubber patch of the Batman logo that was glued onto the outside of the cap, and the cap was not like cotton or wool. It had that
velvet
suede quality.
Yeah, don't forget,
and then it had the little piping coming down. The hat was an S hat. It was a horrible hat.
Thank you.
I was blinded by the Batman logo, and I completely understand. And thank you for inviting me to the reception yesterday. And you know, we all went out yesterday. You went to, I think, on a cigar run yesterday.
Yeah, there's a shock.
And we all went out to lunch, as a matter of fact, to the place that Leah recommended.
It
was absolutely fantastic, that place.
Oh, did you like it?
Oh, it was fantastic. But, you know, you said we're going to meet at 5:30.
5:30
at the little lounge up there at the hotel, and then when it was like 6:15, I got the phone call, because I think I indicated to everybody, it's nice to be invited, now I'm not even going to show up, so don't worry about it. And I got the call from you that said, you need to be here.
I'm sitting there like a moron wearing that retarded Batman hat, just waiting for you
to walk through the door.
I did.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
When he called me, I ran down there in gym shorts and a t-shirt.
A beautiful sight. When I got there, you were the only one in the room. It was you and the attendant, and there you sat in your Batman hat, having a Pepsi.
This queer, awful Batman hat. But
you ever need a recommendation for a place to eat out here in Los Angeles, you go see my friend Leah Remini right over there. She aced it. Absolutely.
Now, I want a copy of a VHS tape that I saw advertised. Well, not advertised. You know, the news stations, when they get the sweeps, they do the stuff like, you know, your water is full of feces. And
Your lawn can kill you.
Are your children safe? And you get brain cancer from cell phones.
Wiring in your home will kill you.
Apparently, there's a VHS tape that's being sold on the streets of L.A. that we must get a copy of before we leave and bring back and watch on the show. It is called Bum Fights.
And, oh, yeah, that's very popular.
And what it is homeless guys, what they do is they get homeless guys, like with their shopping carts and stuff, and they pay them like 50 cents to beat the crap out of each other.
Not only to beat the crap out of each other, to run into signs as fast as they can, to run into doorways.
Wow. Bum Fights, that's the name of the tape, and we must get a copy of this.
I saw the guy that created it being absolutely grilled by an anchorman, you know, and he was, you know,
I saw the guy.
Did you see the guy like with the hair in his eyes?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Okay.
I'm just like making a buck, man.
I think this is giving them self-esteem. You know, some kind of crap right. like that. And then they would pepper his comments with shots of like bums being wheeled down flights of stairs
in their shopping carts, and these two old homeless guys just pounding the crap out of each other.
And he pays them. I guess he pays them like $5 or something like that.
I heard he paid them 50 cents each to fight.
Now, is that getting any exposure, or is it just being sold? Is it just being sold on the streets?
It's being peddled on the streets of L.A.
Okay. All right.
So we must find a street peddler today, and we must buy a copy of this tape.
The guy with the hair in his eyes was talking about, like, being an entrepreneur. So this is America, capitalism, freedom of expression.
I'm helping out these dudes.
Exactly. So funny. The guy was such a creep. It was great.
It's Joe's personal assistant.
Absolutely.
What, the tape was filmed in Las Vegas? Was it even filmed in Los Angeles?
No.
Well, we got to get a copy of it. I don't care where the hell it was filmed. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. We got to
want to get some bum fights so you can get it out here in L.A.
We got to watch it on the show.
Can't go any further. You got Pacific Ocean.
It's a big card.
Yeah, Christ. And did I have fun yesterday, even without you guys, when I was driving around?
How is that possible?
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time I saw a homeless guy.
Right.
I got this thing about homeless people. That what I do is I roll down the window of the car, and I just yell at them, thin the herd. And one guy.
Not a sympathy, really.
It's really a word of encouragement.
For a better world.
Thin the herd.
Thin the herd.
You know, listen, come on.
It's horrible.
Get off your ass. Get a job. Otherwise, just,
thin the herd. Otherwise, just check out, right?
Off yourself. Yeah. Thin the herd. And they're everywhere out here. I mean, I thought that they were prevalent in D.C. and New York. And
no, this is the record holder. I didn't realize L.A. was, more so than the last time I was out here.
Hey, thin the herd, asswipe.
Just driving around, finding homeless people on the corner, yelling, thin the herd, top of your lung.
Thin the herd. I was doing it yesterday. I was on the telephone.
How was that greeted by them?
They didn't understand it, of course. They didn't understand
it's always too quick. You're always by them before they,
It was best the day that we were in the big RV and we had the megaphone, the big bullhorn.
Yes, and they still were missing it when you were yelling it with that, when you were just going, thin the herd.
And you know what I have to find out? Do you speak Spanish, Leah?
Uh-uh.
I have to find out how to say thin the herd in Mexican.
Yeah.
Well, you mean in Spanish.
Right.
Yeah.
Rob, we have to identify that favorite radio station that we listen to now, Spanish
Paul
radio
Angel,
station.
He'll tell you.
It's in the high 90s, and it plays like, the Spanish music they play almost sounds like polkas.
It's fantastic.
It's the happiest music you've ever, you heard us
it
listening to
fantastic.
Yesterday.
I mean, really, I don't understand what they're singing about, but it is, I am hooked. I'm really, it's either that in the morning or Rick Dees.
Rick
Dees. Rick Dees. Go between the two.
Now, we spent a lot of time listening to radio. And God knows we are full of ourselves. Say, who isn't? But really, we are fantastic. I cannot believe, after all the time we've been doing the show, that there's not a radio station in Los Angeles that would pick up this show.
I don't understand that.
I listen to all the goddamn he said, she said.
It's truly
morning
incredible.
Shows.
I mean, there's a vacuum out here that needs to be filled. I'm astonished.
I'm listening to the station that we should be on out here, KLSX.
Well, who's in charge? Can we call somebody?
In the middle of the day, his name is Mr. Karmazin. In the middle of the day,
Mel, he's such a sweetie.
Oh, boy.
Well, hey, Don?
Let's call Mel.
Let's roll with that.
Let's call Mel.
Oh, boy.
How about you call Mel?
Okay.
Yeah.
You call Mel on the air.
For the longest amount of time, we weren't even allowed to say that name on
Are
the show.
Are you serious?
Yes,
very
serious.
It used to be in our contract, but now we can say his name.
It might still be in the contract.
But it's lovingly.
He's loosening up.
He's loosening up, yeah. Well, I tell you what, how about, Lisa, why don't you put a call into Mel? On behalf of Leah, and see, and make sure you leave us out of it.
Yes, leave us completely out of it.
And be polite.
You know, if you've got a good working relationship there.
Well, I don't. I've only met him once.
Oh, really?
And that was when he yelled at me because of that thing.
Oh, the thing with the other show.
Right.
Maybe
it's not such a good idea, Lisa.
Most of our meetings with him go like this, where we sit down and we say hi, and his answer to everything is, what haven't I done for you?
What haven't I done for you?
Right. What haven't I done for you?
Why do you want this?
Well, listen, at least there's a conversation there.
Mm-hmm. So he's a scary man.
I'm listening to this KLSX, the Infinity FM talk station out here, and I'm hearing now the name of the show. Now, come on, I know that Don Geronimo is a made-up name. It's a fake name. Mm-hmm. I don't make any bones about it. But really, Jamie, Frankie, and Frosty. These are the three people that are on in the middle of the day on KLSX. And
Jamie, Frankie, and Frosty.
And here's the discussion that they're having. When I'm in the car yesterday for an hour and a half trying to go to these cigar shops to find these special cigars, I'm listening to this, and the discussion is, Shay, now, Mike, I'll be Jamie.
Can I be Frosty?
And you be Frosty, and Leah, you be...
I don't know.
No, you're Jamie.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm Frankie.
That.
Might be Frosty.
All right.
Just be the stupid girl.
Okay.
Okay. So it's like this. Hey, do you think that your husband can be friends with a woman?
I don't think so. I'll tell you that right now. What's your name again?
My name is
Frankie.
Frankie. Yeah, Frosty.
I don't think so. How do you feel about it, Jamie?
Oh my God! Do you watch 90210?
So listen, I want to tell you, we're going to open up the phone lines now. I want to know, really, seriously, are there any guys out there whose wives allow them...
Frankie?
Yeah, Frosty.
Good question.
Any wives out there that allow their husbands, because I think, really, listen, let's face it, that men and women cannot get along together as friends without there being sex. Isn't that
agree,
right,
Frankie.
Jamie? Isn't
oh
that right?
Oh, my God. Did you guys watch Charmed?
And it is a sea of this. All it is, all up and down the dial,
right.
It is a sea of pablum radio like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to and the morning shows.
It seems as though there is a perception out here that I think people know, they're bright enough to know that this is phony crap, mm-hmm. but they seem to think, I think on a programming level, the program directors seem to think that people want the phony crap.
Yeah, it's so vanilla.
That they want it. I mean, like Rick Dees would be a classic example, a guy that's been out here for a million years.
Rick Dees.
I mean, he's the phoniest of the phony. I mean, he's the baron of phoniness, and this guy is just accepted because that's just the way he is.
Here's the setup today when we were driving in. Broyhill and I are driving in, and we're listening to Rick Dees.
Hi.
Ellen Kay, let me tell you something. The Daewoo people are going out of business. The Daewoo cars are going out of business.
Bankrupt.
And now there's a total non sequitur segue here where he goes, I was talking to some people who make the Ford F-150. Now that's a great, 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 great American truck. Mm-hmm. And it is a fraternity, these people that make automobiles. And the people who make the Ford F-150 feel bad for the Daewoo. And now I'm going to offer you, for the last time, Daewoo jokes.
And then he proceeds to launch into some of the worst jokes I've ever heard.
For instance, one of the jokes was...
how do you stop a Daewoo pushing the cigarette lighter?
Yeah.
How do you double the value of a Daewoo? Fill it with gas.
Yeah.
It was, what do you call six gangbangers pushing a Daewoo down the street? A push-by shooting.
Right. What do you call a drive-by shooting in a Daewoo? A push-by shooting.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you know, his cast of morons.
There's one lady, I was saying this to Rob as we're listening to it this morning, there's one lady that was sounding as though she's been there an awful long time and it was a pure struggle for her to even mount a little.
Yeah, is that Ellen Kay?
Probably Ellen Kay.
Not enjoying herself this morning.
Well, I think you guys would be wonderful in L.A. and I think people in L.A. would really, really like you because the shows that do well here are people with a little bit more mouth and stuff. But I think what your problem is... Now, I told you this the other day.
Here we go.
You want to talk to my assistant about this?
Call Joe.
Well, no, nobody agreed to those points as of yet.
Okay, all right. Then
okay,
I'll
and
accept
even,
your comments.
And by the way, some of the points are already being done. Like, I don't come here every day dressed in some way with makeup on.
I just said fix yourself up every day.
I do.
She does. Paint your face real nice.
I do.
Okay.
Are you trying to tell me something?
No, I'm just saying to make it part of your daily ritual.
I really think this is a conversation that should be had between assistants.
You're right. I'm sorry. I take back what I said.
Anyway.
Okay, anyway, as I was saying.
So what were you doing wrong, what?
I think, like, when you're asked to do, what are those things I was reading the other day?
The liners?
Right. Yeah. It's things like that. These are things you guys have to do, but because you consider yourself above...
Oh, no.
Most, which is okay.
No,
then
there's a difference between considering ourselves above and considering things kind of jive.
I understand.
Like radio formatics we consider kind of...
I understand that, but there's certain games... But, babe, there's certain games
Honey,
you have to play.
Trust me, the
do
reason...
Do you think that we want to sit there in front of a teleprompter and do all these station plugs
Listen,
and all that?
It's... The reason that we're not on in L.A. is not because we refuse
why?
To...
Then
well,
why?
I don't know why, but I guarantee you this. It's not because we refuse to
well,
read
well, you
station,
should hire...
Stupid
you
station
should have an
slugs.
Agent, a real agent, and a real manager.
Oh, well.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There you do hate the things where you have to promote your television show where you have to stand in front of like the camera and do those goofy little dances and hug each other. And do that
yeah, like
stuff.
When they do setups where, okay, Kevin's in the middle, and Jerry and Leah are, and then Kevin has some food, you know? And Kevin's like, oh, I understand Big Fat Fatty eats a lot, but do I have to show it? Like, do I have to have food in my hand all the time? And I agree with him, you know? It's like...
Yeah, anyway, the radio out here is just, it's freaking
Well, I think
abysmal.
You guys can be on in L.A.
I'm listening to Rick D's, I'm listening to freaking Charlie Tuna this morning, for
oh,
God's
no.
sake.
I mean, it really, it's amazing. Amazing that a market this size has this lack of anything listenable. I mean, you've got the stuff that's so bad it's good. That's what we listen to when we come out here. But outside of that, there's
Mike,
really nothing.
Get ready for this. You know who has the number one overall rated morning show in Los Angeles?
I'm getting ready to get scared here.
Gene Baxter.
And you know what? Rob mm-hmm. and I logged a little time with that today.
Kevin and Bean.
The guy used to work with us a million years ago. You know what he was
K-Rock.
Doing? He was doing a Star Wars thing because he is so scary into Star Wars. It's a guy that used to carry around
a Wookiee,
SU-not.
An Ewok, wasn't
an
it?
An Ewok, a stuffed Ewok from the original Star Wars.
That's not
a
good.
Stuffed animal. He's a whack job. He used to have a pet tarantula in his office.
That's not good.
Where is
he's number one out here.
I mean, they even beat the Spanish
station.
Does
he still do the show from another city and have it piped in?
Yeah, he's in Seattle.
Sounds like
and
it.
And the other guy's in Los Angeles. And they do the show and they pretend that they're both here.
Okay, but I think that you guys could be on in L.A., and I think that you will be.
No,
I do.
Really?
I do.
I don't.
I don't.
I don't think so until you change companies.
No.
I don't think so.
This is the kind of stuff you should not say.
Why?
Because
it's the
this
truth.
Is this, because you need to be so you need to be a team player. You need to.
Leah, don't even get me going on this. I'm a team player.
Yeah.
Trust me.
But, Don, you don't need to say those kinds of things because if they were listening, which I'm sure they are.
They're not. No one listens to the show.
That's not true. They do listen.
I guarantee you none of them are listening to the show.
Don,
right now.
All I'm saying
not
is
management.
You shouldn't
we don't
say that because if they were to consider, then they would have heard that. You know what I'm saying? They would have heard you say, not until... Then they go, screw it. Fine. Okay, good.
Well,
if
I don't
if
think
he never thinks he's going to be in L.A., then...
They're not going to do it anyway.
But I don't think we say these things if we thought that the people that are behind us would really be making the effort. I mean, there have been so many years involved here where there has not been an effort to get... when we think we're team players is when we offer a certain product and when we come in here and we do the kind of show that we do. And for years and years and years. I mean, this is not overnight. We don't just bitch to bitch.
I understand.
You know, it's just a long time where we just don't feel.
To,
and we're very happy.
But you have to stay positive.
Where
I will
we are.
Try to help you best I can, but I need you not to make comments like that.
But the
but
negative energy of the show, I believe, is the nuclear core of this program.
That's
I
correct.
I believe that we have lived on negative energy for
that
many,
is what would
not in L.A.
Us.
You haven't.
And that is what would catapult us to the top of
gotcha.
The L.A. ratings. That is what would make this show
gotcha.
Number one. Because I got news for you. All you freaking prima donnas out here.
I think we would
first
kill
off,
in Los Angeles.
First off, you need to know something.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the people of Los Angeles.
I think if we, seriously, if we were on in L.A.
Take your sunglasses off, Mike.
I think that we would we would slay the dragon out here, babe.
Yes.
I want to tell you something. That you don't understand the concept of walk.
Hashtag.
Don't walk. Okay? Listen, I'm not going to stop. Just because the sign says walk.
Well, you have to. It's the law. Yeah.
I'm not going to stop.
Well, then you're going to be arrested.
Well, go to a real city.
You will get a ticket.
Go to a real city and see how it really works. You know what? You cross
That's
the
right,
street.
They bust you for jaywalking out
yeah.
there. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. You cross the street. You take your life in your own hands. I'm doing like 45 down Santa Monica Boulevard yesterday.
Yeah.
Some a-hole is just taking his time, reading the newspaper, walking down the street, doing nothing. I got to slam on the brakes like nobody's business. And the guy points. At the sign.
Right.
I thought jaywalking was just a lame late-night comedy TV bit.
No.
Oh, no,
and
Mike.
He pointed up at the sign where it did. Apparently, it gave him the permission,
right away.
The permission to walk.
Right.
But I'm in the horseless carriage.
But can you walk still if there's nobody coming and the sign says stop? Can you go across the street?
You can cross. Well, that's what's so weird about it. You can cross the street at any time, mm-hmm. and a driver has to stop. or they will get a ticket. However, if you cross the street against the light, you'll get a jaywalking ticket.
That's right.
So it's a weird, it's not a light.
If there's just a regular street,
yeah,
like anywhere. See, if I moved 20 feet down, you know, past the intersection and started to shoot across the street,
you got
to
stop.
Right.
You got to stop.
And if you don't, you'll get a ticket.
Oh, I'll be trying that. I'm going to be doing 2 days of that.
But so will the person crossing the street against the light.
And that's what
it's
the weirdest thing. That's what I'm telling you. Yesterday, there was just a guy that was just walking across the street.
Yeah.
And when he was pointing, he didn't have, like, the walk, don't walk light.
Right. And I'm not sure. I'm confused. Maybe I'm not getting this.
Can someone explain this to me?
There was a guy.
I don't understand.
There was a guy that was crossing the street, and he was crossing the street where he did not have the light.
Right. So, but you can't hit him.
Well, no, you can't hit him.
I wish I could have.
Legally, no.
I wish I could have. I wanted to hit him.
Well, in any other city, you can't hit him. You can't hit him either. You're supposed to use
But in any other city, the guy wouldn't be walking down the middle of a busy street reading a newspaper, safe in the fact that he knows everybody's going to stop.
I mean, what would happen if you went across 57th Street and the traffic was coming? You'd be killed.
Right. You do it on Connecticut Avenue, same thing. Someone would hit you.
I don't get it.
This is a weird time.
Song here. We would set this friggin' town on his ear.
We should be on in Los Angeles.
I think he should be.
Tom. Hello, Tom in New York. Tom, hi. Don and Mike show.
Tom?
Tom. What's going on, guys? First off, I want to say the show's great. I called in. I didn't think it was going to be so good with Leah, but she's not bad for half a Jew. And I just want to talk about that tape. I ordered it. And the best part of the tape is the guys, when they're duct taping the bums, like they're out on safari, and the guy's like using an Australian accent. And it's the best, man. And he's like, oh, we got a wild one here. And look at the size of this guy's arms. And he looks like he's been drinking. And then the guy's like yelling at him, I ain't been drinking. He's got no teeth. It's the best. You guys definitely got to order it.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tom. Hi, Joey. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Guys.
Joey. Hey.
Joe, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Let me just ask you. I'm going for an interview. First of all, I want to say I love you guys. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you. Okay.
And you have an interview?
Yeah, I'm going for an interview in Walmart as a cashier.
Yeah.
And I should have been there 5 minutes ago, but I want to ask you, what should I tell the guy, you know? I really need this job, and
what excuse for being late?
And Walmart. Well, yeah, well, first you'll have to come up with your buses ride. You have to come up with an excuse for being late.
I mean, any job interview, if you're late, that's a problem.
Big line at the methadone clinic?
Tell me
you had to get your AIDS cocktail?
No, I'm going to tell him I was waiting on the line with 1027.
What time was your interview scheduled for?
It was like at 11 o'clock.
Oh, you've got over 2 hours.
He's 40 minutes late.
Well, no. Yeah. Do it on East Coast time. 1027 is WNAW.
Right.
He's already 40 minutes late.
Right. Any self-respecting manager of a Walmart would probably...
just say thank you very much. You can go home.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're 40 minutes late, you're already effed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think he's going to give it to me?
No,
I don't think he's gonna just.
Joe, why were you late in the first place?
Because I wanted to ask you guys what I told the guy. You know.
No, that's not why you were late.
No. You were already
35 minutes late prior to your 5 minutes being late before you even called.
You know, I have a good idea. You know, what I'm gonna tell the guy if he doesn't give me the job, I'm gonna tell everybody that works here that he asked me for a BJ.
No.
Yeah, that's a great idea, though. Hold on. We told you ever see American Beauty?
Yeah.
We have told people to use this as a strategy when they go in, like what Lester Burnham did to his boss when he was going to be fired.
That's right. And maybe, you know, and if you don't give me my severance package, then I will tell the rest of the I will tell the world that you said you would do it for me if you let me.
That's
BJU.
Blackmail.
That's right.
No.
Well, right there,
I don't think he's going to be able to pull it off.
No. The problem is solved. All right, let's role play. I will be the Walmart guy.
A playlet.
And you give me the BJ thing. Now I'm going to assume that you're going to leave your house now and you're going to be 1 hour late. So I'm on top of the world. I'm sitting in my Walmart blue vest.
Right in the back room, probably near the storage area.
And they tell me that the guy is here. So now you come in, and I say, welcome to Walmart. You're an hour late.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed the train, and I got a little screwed up. I'm sorry for that. I know.
Well, I want to tell you something. Here at Walmart, punctuality is number one, and I'm afraid that I'm going to have to take your name off the list of consideration, being as you're an hour late for the interview. I'm sorry. Thank you for your time.
No, because I really work here. I'm like part of the mafia, really. And by us, you know, the mafia guys, you know, set up with us because we're like, you know.
I thought you were going to do the BJ thing.
If you don't give me the job, I'm just going to type out that mic over there. I'm going to tell everybody you asked me for a BJ.
But, Joe, if you were really part of the mafia, you wouldn't need to work at Walmart. That would you?
I know, touché. But I need a little more money.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye.
Have a good
luck, Joe.
Guys.
All right. See you later. Perfect. Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
He does sound qualified.
Hey.
It's Jimmy. I called in yesterday when Liam made the call. I was the guy that called that wanted to get a raise.
Oh, Jimmy from Philly. Hi, Jimmy.
Well, yesterday my boss heard me on the radio and he fired me.
Oh. Oh, I don't believe that.
That's too bad.
I don't believe that.
Glad to fire you. Break your knees.
You should call him. He's a J-O.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, you know what? I will, hold on. We'll get the number. I don't believe that.
I think we're getting a pretty good picture of the American workforce today.
I don't believe that your boss actually fired you.
I don't believe
he said, because he said I was on the phone while I was on the clock.
All right, hold on a second. Lisa will get the number. And we just have to take one more call before we break. The effing faggot guy keeps calling, so we'll just take his call so he can stop it today.
Get it over.
Hey, there you go. All right, now, I don't imagine that even got
on the air.
No,
none of that got on the air.
None of that got on the air. But see, the thing is, Leah, if we don't take the call from the guy, he'll keep calling.
And he'll really call the screeners all day long.
So at some point, we just end up putting him on the air. Right. And someday we're going to put together a best of tape.
Where you're going to hear what he says every day, the horrible things he says to us.
You just find him so pathetic?
Because now he's attacking Leah. He just said, how many D's did you have to suck?
I wish it was that easy.
And then he called us. Then he called
I tell you, if this business was that easy, honey, I would have been a huge star.
All right, clear him out. Let's get a call 100. Lisa, do see if you can get the guy's number in Philly to call the guy's boss. Mike, how do you feel about the prospects for getting a winner on the Celebrity Bird number 2?
I will say I'm going to make my final determination when I hear the individual, but I'm going to say right now, I think we have an 80% chance of getting a winner today.
Gotcha.
I'm willing to put my money up prior to hearing the caller. $20, though. I will not make the $50 bet until we hear the guy.
A gentleman
or the
wager.
Girl. $20 says we get our winner today.
Okay, Dom's already down $150.
Oh, thanks for keeping 50, track of that.
50 of which has been paid, I should point out. Likely $50 has been paid.
I'm helping the listener.
So he owes me, you owe me 100.
Keeping them instructed.
Here's 20.
Yes.
I got 20. I'm going to bet against our listeners.
All right, 20
and kitty.
All right, anybody else want in on this? Leah, you want in on any of this?
Well, I think if it's an East Coaster,
it doesn't
they're
matter.
Going to get it.
It doesn't matter if it's
I think the person who does get it is going to be from the East Coast.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'd go with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want in on the action?
Sure.
$20. Do you think
that it's an East Coaster?
No. Do you think the caller will get the
She's trouble?
No. Right? I just said it needs to be an East Coaster.
But you have to. You have to put your money down
now.
It's
my mistake. I should not involve Lee in the bet. I'm
you
sorry.
Would not.
Sorry.
You have to put your money down now if you want in.
The whole East Coast thing, and it just messed up the bet.
Would you honor a bet made after the call was taken?
Do you think? What? No. Do you think the caller will get the celebrity burp this time?
If it's an East Coaster,
come on. I mean, no matter where they're from.
You can't qualify. You just have to.
I'm qualifying, then I don't want to.
You can't qualify.
Okay, I don't want to.
You don't want to.
It'll be that way. Do you want to bet, Buzz?
Yeah, I'll bet that the person today does guess.
Suburban.
I'll bet you want to guess that they're from the East Coast, Buzz?
All right, then Rob and Buzz are going to bet that they do.
All right, well, then you can, Buzz and Rob can make their own separate bet, and we'll exchange. I'm going to regret this as soon as I hear
dollars, and, of course, bodily fluids.
No pressure on you guys. Phone number 877-365-3636. There's Rob's 20, and there's Buzz's 20.
Right.
And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
do... Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on. That was a mess.
Hold on a second.
I like it tighter than a nun.
The Don and Mike Show. Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
Remember that, Leah. Tighter than a nun. That's how you want your radio show run. Just ahead of caller number 100, we do have the guy's boss from Philadelphia on the telephone.
The guy that fired him for participating in this radio show yesterday.
Allegedly. Hello, Rich. Hey, Rich.
Is this the firee or the firer?
This is the boss, I think. Hey, Rich.
Hello.
Hello, this is Donna Mike. Is this Rich?
No, it's not.
Are you the guy that fired the guy from Philadelphia?
No.
The guy, the guy, the guy, the guy, the guy?
Lisa, he told me.
Calling for the contest.
Now, you said that you were the guy from Philadelphia.
No.
That's what you told our phone screening person.
Lisa, did you call?
That's what you told our producer.
Did you call this
like
guy?
He's from Philadelphia.
Or is there...
Oh, no.
Hold on. You're going to get to play the game. Hold on a second.
Our apologies, sir.
Hold on.
Sorry about that. Lisa was having a Joe moment.
Lisa, see my finger, see my thumb, see my fist. You better run. Line number 6. Hello.
I love your poetry.
Is this the boss?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
Rich.
Rich. And, Rich, did you really fire this guy, Jimmy, for being on our radio show yesterday?
Among other things, yeah.
Yeah, now see there, I was going to ask you that. That was going to be my first question. Among other things, how does he rate as an employee?
He's here every day and he works, but he's more of a charity case. You know what I mean? He's a gopher. He sweeps up the shop, you know. And
he's a slacker? Is he a slacker?
Not too bad. I mean, the kid's all right, but then, you know, he calls the radio show. He's on my phone. He's on my clock.
Well, now, he called the show. We were doing a thing with Leah Remini called Leah Makes the Call, and she was going to call and ask for a raise on Jimmy's behalf.
Now, obviously, it went terribly wrong for Jimmy because not only did he not get his raise, but now you fired him.
Now, is there any way you could give him his job back?
Well, why don't you guys give him a job? He seems to be profitable to your business.
Would you please give him his job back, please?
Well, maybe he ought to call me up and ask me.
All right, hold on a second.
I got him.
I got him right here, Jimmy.
Jimmy, you're going to have to do some real groveling right here. We got your boss on the line, and you're going to have to get that job back. He wants you to stand up.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind that yesterday, Leah didn't even make this phone call.
Not at all.
This is one of the calls that didn't even make the air yesterday.
Right.
Jimmy, your boss has some issues with you.
Yeah, you're going to have to stand on your own here, but we've got the form for you, so go ahead, Jimmy.
Go ahead.
Speak to your boss.
Rich?
Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, they're both here.
Talk to Rich, Jimmy.
Rich? Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
Can I please have my job back, please?
Oh, that's a strong case.
Can you please quit using my phone and my company time to call radio shows?
Say yes, Jimmy.
Yes, I guess.
No, that's not a good enough answer.
No way, no.
I guess. But, well, just, all right, I will.
I wouldn't hire him back.
No, I'd beat him up.
Yeah, I'd leave Mother Scrap.
He's just saying it reluctantly, which is odd.
The guy's
willing to give him his job back. All he's asking is that he stop using his phone.
Jimmy, how much does the job mean to you?
It means about as much as my hemorrhoids do.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait
this
a minute.
Guy's
now,
go.
Now, hold on a second. Now, now the whole thing lacks credibility. Is there a family connection here, Jimmy? Are you related to Rich in any way? By marriage or any other way?
No, I'm just pretty much his work slave, and I'm sick of it.
He doesn't want the job.
If that's the case, why don't you quit? Why don't you not let him fire you? Why don't you quit?
Because I need the job because I need the money.
Well, obviously not if you're combative.
Yeah, you said the job means as much to you as your hemorrhoids.
That's very disrespectful to say to your boss.
Sure.
You really needed the money.
Now, Rich is a nice guy.
You play nice.
Rich, we haven't heard from you. What do you say to that when he makes a statement like that?
You know what? I'll give him his job back because I don't want to pay his unemployment.
All right, Jimmy.
Rich as a thinker, man. Rich.
Jimmy, now, do we have a happy ending? Will you accept your job back?
I'll take my job back from that bubblegum.
Stop it.
What is the deal with this guy?
He's a bubblegum taco.
Stop.
He's a bubblegum taco?
Yeah, use your mind.
A bubblegum taco.
He thought he was a slave before.
A bubblegum taco. I've heard that before.
It's down south on a woman.
Yeah. Pink taco.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bubblegum
taco. I have a new term.
It means a woman's privacy.
I think the guy is very disrespectful.
Yeah, he is.
No S.
But Rich is right. I mean, why should he pay the guy's unemployment?
All right, so
the guy should make his life even more miserable.
It's an official happy ending on the Donna Mike Show. Jimmy, you've got your job back.
Did we ever figure out what goes on at this place of business?
Rich, well, what kind of business is it?
Construction.
And this guy, Jimmy, is he just like the lackey who goes out and gets you guys sodas and coffees and stuff?
That's Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Hey, Rich?
Yeah.
You're not a friend of ours, are you?
You know what I mean?
I listen to your show, but...
Well, no. Yeah. What we mean is...
Or a friend of theirs, I should say.
Are you mobbed up?
No.
There is no mafia. No.
There is no mafia, that's right.
There is no mafia.
He ain't tough enough to be in the mob.
Because I'm getting a feeling here that we've got Rich as Paulie Walnuts and Jimmy is Christopher on The Sopranos. That's the relationship I'm feeling between these two.
In no way except this guy Jimmy is too stupid to be in the mob.
Well,
he's almost like a Fredo type guy, right?
Yeah. Fredo.
Yeah. He's your little Fredo.
Wait till Jimmy gets back to work tomorrow. He's going to be biting my hemorrhoids.
Oh,
I like Rich.
All right, well, good. Well, Jimmy, there's a happy ending for you from the Donna Mike Show. You've got your job back.
Donna Mike?
Yes.
You've been had.
Yeah, this is a total scam. We knew that. I mean, we knew there was a chance there the way you were talking to each other.
We knew.
Well, what's the deal, guys? I mean, fess up.
Nothing's the deal. We're just messing with you.
Rich? Just messing with you. Well, now...
But are you really employee at all?
No, we're buddies. We smoke pot together.
Neither one of them were.
We're so funny.
Well, do you think you fooled us or anybody in our listening audience when you were actually speaking like that to each other? I mean, that's what I said. We all thought.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that we were just... Really thought that you guys were boss and employee?
Spit it out, Lee.
No, but did you really think that we all weren't playing along? I mean, did you really think we were all that stupid?
I think I mentioned credibility the other day. When you said the hemorrhoid comment, I said, well, there goes your credibility as boss and employee.
And you know what? Don't be a smart ass either.
And you know what,
Lee? Spit it out, Lee, like you were so bright.
Listen, don't we have this guy's phone number? Don't we have Rich's phone number? Yeah, we do.
Good, we should give it out.
Yeah, bring his number in.
Who's been had now, fellas?
Your mama.
Let's smoke a joint. Let's smoke a joint.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, you guys, we do have your phone numbers that we used to contact you, and now, you know,
we're going to give your number out on the radio.
They hadn't thought that far ahead.
I guess you didn't think.
It's not my number. It's his number. You don't have my number.
Well, what do you guys do for real?
You just spit underwater.
We don't do nothing.
You don't do nothing? Are you gainfully unemployed?
No, we smoke pot.
You smoke pot.
Yep.
I got all the wires. Is that going to be a problem?
No, it's not a problem.
You'll be fine.
Well, listen, if you don't care, do I have your permission to give your number out?
No.
Why? I'm gonna do it in code during the show then.
Okay, well then, we'll see you.
Area code 610.
Okay.
And the first three numbers are 633.
Okay.
And the next two numbers are 96.
Okay.
And at some point during the show, I will give out the last two numbers via code to our listeners who will bombard you with telephone calls and tell you that you are, in fact, a turbo dumbass.
That's right. Cool. Then I'll have a reason to sue you guys for giving out my number.
Well, now, if you guys smoke pot all day long, I'm surprised you'd even have money to pay a lawyer. Hello? Hey, listen, hello? I don't hear any response.
Spit it out.
You know, this happens to us all the time, and the worst that's going to happen to us is that we'll have to pay to have a new phone number for you. It's no big deal.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what you say.
That's what you say. You guys seem very angry.
You know who I would love to hear from right now, Mike? I'm in the mood for some music. I love Sammy Hagar.
He's good.
I'm trying to think of some of Sammy Hagar's best solo songs.
Well, when I'm out in Los Angeles, the song that comes to mind is, when you see the freeways out here, you always think of that wonderful driving song.
I Can't Drive 55.
That's a great song.
That is.
Yeah.
All right, Don and Mike. I gotta go.
Funny bit.
What's the problem?
Well, no, what's wrong?
Why running away so quickly?
Because I actually do have a job, and I can't.
Oh, nice. So you were lying. You were lying about that also.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
You guys are the best. Just the best ever. You guys are just so wonderful. You have a little problem with the truth, but you're wonderful.
I know. We're just fun. We just like to have fun.
Do you enjoy the show, gentlemen?
I listen to it every day. I call up. I'm the hemorrhoid guy. I always call up about the hemorrhoids.
Can't drive 55. That is the Don and Mike song of the day.
Can't drive 55.
When you hear that, be caller 100 and win a bag of pot.
There you go.
It's really cold out this morning.
From the Don and Mike show.
I think the authorities will be curious about these two also.
Somebody's hung up already.
I think it got down to 55.
Boy, we seem to be making them nervous, and I'm not sure exactly why, but they've maybe picked the wrong guys to F with.
Is 39, and Rob's IQ is 6.
Hey.
And I love Sammy Hagar.
What's not
a great song, I Can't Drive.
55!
Now, come on, don't look at me in that tone of voice, Lisa. I'm sick of a-holes like that getting away with this.
But they really didn't get away with anything.
Well, no, they did because I'm pretty sure that they're going to start dumping this stuff out. Yeah. Have they dumped already? But how about this? We'll put this phone number up on LeahRemedy.net.
No.
Why? Oh, you don't want
to? I don't
want
to be sued.
Sued?
I got a lot to lose, my
friend. Here's the worst that happens. The dick.
I'm not paying for anything.
The dick calls the radio station.
Wait a minute. Let me just tell you something. Nobody believed them really anyway.
Yeah, I know, but they got to learn the lesson, though.
But nothing really happened. I mean, it was such a dud. But it was such a dud anyway.
They must learn. They must learn.
Hey, remember, you have had vocal surgery within the last 2 weeks.
My voice is fine.
And Don, you guys all knew. You were like, this is not real.
They must be punished, though, Leah.
No, because they never got you.
Yeah, they did. I mean, halfway through that, when he said hemorrhoids, I thought they either knew each other or they were friends. You know.
No. There must be retribution.
Don, you knew.
There must be retribution.
You knew.
I know I knew, but still.
Here's the deal. We're probably not going to be able to let that get over the air or put it on a website, but you know what we're going to be doing out in Los Angeles the rest of the day? Calling that phone number.
Okay.
Sure. Absolutely. Calling that. Here's the, and there's a tremendous advantage to having the time difference, too. Mm-hmm. When it's going to be like, 10 o'clock, 10:30 for us.
Sure.
They'll probably be just getting their little peepers closed, waiting for their little jobs they have to be at. Where they use the company phone. That I believe, that they use the company phone.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta ask his permission.
He missed out.
Yeah, hold on.
You gotta wonder why they think this is so funny.
Oh, I understand why.
Why?
It's great. They're doing it.
It's stupid.
Sure. I just didn't like them.
No.
Personally. I just didn't like the whole, the whole tone of what they have. But, I mean, I don't mind people doing that.
Can they make an outgoing call on that line? Really?
Really?
Teddy?
You think so? Need to use a request line. All right, I'll do it in a second.
Make sure we use it from public tones, Jim.
Okay.
We make those calls in the wee hours. Effer! Effer! Effer!
I know if you're in Philadelphia, if you're not listening to WYSP, mm-hmm. a station I recommend you listen to is WIP, and their position on the dial is 610.
610?
Sure.
610 WIP.
610 AM.
WIP. I'll get it out. Don't worry. I'll get it out in code during the show.
Very good.
Okay.
And they're not going to be able to figure out what I'm doing.
Exactly.
All right. Let's. Now on line eight, we have the guy for the contest.
Right.
Now we have a bet here. Don thinks he's not going to get it. I think he is going to get it. Buzz thinks he's going to get it. Rob thinks he's not going to get it.
And
which is the way the show normally lines up every time anyway.
Right. Hold on. Hold on a second. First, let's go to Shane. Shane.
Shane.
Shane.
Shane.
What's up, guys?
Did you call the number?
Yeah, I got him, and he turned his phone off and turned his voicemail off.
Beautiful. So the number got out.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
It was a tough code.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Incidentally, with all this banter about suing and things like that, you know, you make a pretty legitimate case for things when guys are calling up and lying.
Yeah.
But now I have a question.
And we've been through
it. We've been through that before.
The worst case scenario is always we give out someone's phone number. They call us in. They slap us on the wrist. And then they say, now the company has to pay to change the guy's phone number. Well, BFD. It's like $100.
Right.
It's no big deal.
And here's the thing. When the guy comes on and says, you've been had.
Yeah.
You know, and he's very proudly says, you've been had.
He's burned your buns.
You know, here we were simply trying to get a guy his job back.
Uh-huh. Right.
I think, you know, if you really, and it, of course, it not in a million years would it ever play out. But if it ever played out that way, when you really think about that, get me a jury.
And,
thank you very much.
In case you're wondering, the current Los Angeles temperature, I'm going to tell you it's a beautiful, I'm going to give you exact here in Los Angeles on a very sunny day.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what's your name, my friend?
Tom.
Tom, where are you from?
Columbia, Maryland.
All right, Tom, first you've got the Ocean's 11 DVD and soundtrack.
Wonderful.
By the box office smash Ocean's 11 with Clooney, Pitt, Damon, Garcia, and Roberts. Now on DVD and video.
Clooney? Roberts?
Do you need a clue to win this contest?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Confidence.
No, Buzz, Right. Now wait a minute.
I know.
Just lost confidence. I don't think so.
We'll see.
You think you have it, sir?
I think.
Okay.
Now I've lost.
Yeah. Here we
Johnny
go. All right.
Confidento.
I identify the celebrity burp and win $100. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
John Constantino.
Oh, good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the other guy.
Who?
The other guy.
Johnny Confidento?
No, the other guy you normally say.
Robert Goulet?
Because he's 96 years old.
Oh.
Simply a ploy.
Thank you.
Very good.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
And, just in case you're out driving, remember.
The drive of 55.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. For $100.
You're good.
Who is that?
Is it Big Frida?
Oh,
is it
Big Frida?
Wow. Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Frida. You have just won the celebrity boat contest.
You're the big winner!
$170 week for me.
Finally, it was like pulling friggin' teeth.
Incredible. Way to go, Mr. Man from Columbia.
Yes, now think about all of the various clues. And there you go, Buzz. There's your $40.
Congratulations.
Rob is truly, that does not like to lose money.
And I don't like when people win.
The clues,
doubly mad.
The clues that I gave you from day one are all woman. Incredibly sexual, highly sexual, a beautiful mouth, over 40, hair, big bouffant hair.
There's one monkey wrench you threw in here that I didn't understand.
A good dancer. I've danced with her before.
The Lisa clue.
That is something that Lisa confided to me one day.
I had no idea this.
It's obvious.
Lisa, you know, lusted after your 70-something mother-in-law.
78 years old.
78 years old. Lisa.
78 years old.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Something you can't
hide. Said she wanted to eat at the Y. So congratulations, sir. You have cracked the code.
Yeah, big
you
day have, in Columbia.
You have won the $100. Thank you.
Rob, you can share a little joy with this man for winning. We've had this contest has been going on a long time.
A long time.
Very long time.
Hoo-ha.
Hold on. just a second, and well, oh, there you go.
Tom, not right. Really, you know, super excited. I mean, but he should be.
That's right. There you
that's go. Right.
There's a that's right for you. We will tomorrow on the show unveil Celebrity Burp number 3,
a real celebrity,
which in fact is a real celebrity.
Excellent. Okay.
The only reason we went with my mother-in-law is after Jethro,
right?
Every celebrity we called refused to burp.
Refused. Huh.
And we had to have someone in a pinch.
Right.
Now, the next one is a real celebrity.
You can play it if you want.
Okay,
let's play.
Here we go. Here it is, 23. That is the new celebrity burp.
So easy.
That's a woman, practically. A giveaway. That's a woman.
So you think?
So I think.
That is the new one. Trust me, that's the new one.
That's a woman. Woman. Or a child.
Ah.
Yeah. Yes. The plot thickens. Yes. Yes. No, it's not automatic. You have like a button that does that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Identify. Identify that celebrity burp on tomorrow's show.
And win prizes.
And tomorrow, the jackpot will be worth $50,000.
Wow.
Oh. For the first time we do the contest with no clues.
Wow.
The celebrity burp is
do you
worth,
have to give your birthday?
It's worth $50,000.
But in order to win the $50,000, don't you have to guess the contestant's color of their car?
Rick D's in the morning.
Wango Tango.
White car.
Wango Tango.
Hey, what happened to...
You like to guess the celebrity burp at Wango Tango concert?
Hey, what happened to the that paper I just had with the winning lottery numbers on them? Did anybody see
I ain't seen it.
Did I drop them?
Hold on.
Lisa, you didn't come in and take that paper, did you?
The
winning lottery numbers?
I don't think she's been in. They're not necessarily nationwide lottery numbers. I think they're out here, in Los Angeles.
Crap, they'll come to me. Now, maybe somebody out there's got them, and they can call in with the lottery numbers.
The lottery numbers.
I seem to have lost.
Someone has taken your lottery numbers from you.
Yes.
Wonder why.
Oh, I know. Broyhill came in the studio.
Broyhill took them.
That's where they went.
There he is. That's why it smells like ape in here.
Crafty.
The crafty little banana man.
Numbers are gone. All right. Listen, here's what we're doing now. Get ready for big fun.
Yeah.
Because we have a great prize that we're going to offer up. We have, and this is a contest for anybody in D.C., New York, Baltimore, or Philadelphia.
Is it Wango Tango?
Is it the Don Geronimo Stadium Jump?
Here's what we're doing. We have front row seats to see the Rolling Stones.
Close enough to smell Keith.
FedEx Field.
This is Keith. Yeah, the Rich is Don and Mike.
We have front row tickets to see the Stones, FedEx Field, on Friday, October 4th. You win them before you can buy them.
Thank God, that's an outdoor venue.
Tickets go on sale Saturday morning, 9 a.m. at the FedEx Field box office. Ticketmaster locations online at Ticketmaster.com and CC.com. We are also giving you $500 in cash.
Wow.
And if you are not from the D.C. area, if you are from New York or Baltimore or Philly, Amtrak will bring you down to D.C.
Come on, ride the train.
With your $500 for the front row tickets to see the Rolling Stones.
Great.
How will we be giving these away?
How will you do it? Would you? How would you?
Mike D's, it is an all-time favorite on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what is it? It's exciting.
And it's something that we've already kind of gotten into today.
Fantastic.
The big lie.
The big lie.
Oh. Who doesn't love this? Now, here's how the game works. You call us on the toll-free 877-365-3636 with something that you have not told somebody in the past. The perfect example would be the time over 20 years ago when I lived in Los Angeles. Fred and I were just married, working at Kiss FM, and I bought a Porsche, and I didn't tell her. Okay, I hid it from her.
Big prize in the Southland.
This is how the big lie works. We will call, we will cycle through your big lies, and we will wait until we find the one that we find, that we deem to be the best.
Yeah.
Then we call the person you lied to, and on the radio, you must confess your lie.
But please, we shy away from adultery with yes. family members.
Yes, infidelity
not because we're nice guys, but because we feel that it's really just a bunch of BS.
Yeah, the infidelities generally are the only thing that we steer away from.
That's right. Did you burn someone's buns?
beyond that, you're in. And I just said you're in.
You're in. That's great. Toby D's.
Front row seats for the Stones, $500. Transportation. Call us now, 877-365-3636. The Inquisition begins with the great lie in just one moment. And if you play the lottery, and I remember that the last...
You could win the lottery, would you?
You are being dumped when you do this. I am being dumped when I am simply reading numbers.
Stones in the evening.
Well, 127.58.
Those are fun. Big fun
with numbers.
On the Rick D's program.
Well, all right.
R-I-C-K-D-E-S.
I am guessing that everybody got the number anyway.
That's good.
Pricks. What? What now? What did you write now?
Would you dump Britney?
Was that a topic on Rick D's today?
Lots of fun and a chance to win Wanga Tango. I'm having such a good time today.
Would you dump Britney?
So hard to be in a famous relationship. That's if you great. Could date Britney, or would you dump her, would you?
Would you? Ellen K., how do you feel about that?
All right. Listen, we are going to play the big lie. Call up, you know how this goes. They're dumping me out with a number thing.
Yeah,
so.
They're dumping you like crazy, but the big lie's a good game.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
America's favorite helmet, Don and Mike.
Listen, we're doing the big lie here. Stones tickets, cash. Get you to the concert if you don't live in D.C. Front row Stones tickets. Still to come today on the show, Mr. Skin will be in studio with us.
Jim Skin. All right.
For his regular weekly visit. And, excuse me.
Oh, my.
God damn, I'm excited. Finally.
Hold on. Do you want to clear your throat a little bit?
Fine.
Okay.
Room full of Van Pattens.
Yes,
How many have we got an estimate? I know there have been sightings around Los Angeles. How many Van Pattens we actually have coming?
67.
67 Van Pattens.
Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, incredible. Newsmaker of the Week. Also, the brand new low-budget Jeff R.D. We'll review the movies that we haven't seen. And we're going to give Leah the five-finger discount here to make sure that she gives us a plug on Craig Kilborn tomorrow night. The radio show.
Busy week for you this
yes.
week.
TV
right.
show.
Yes. Oh, yeah. What did I say?
Radio show.
Now, if you have any suggestions...
She's going to promote the radio show on the TV show.
Yeah.
I have it.
But don't make it, you know...
No, I'm not making
it. I don't know where Dan Luck you.
No. This is really... You're talking to him.
Right.
You do the pre-interview. Right. What's new?
What's new?
What's well, new? I'm doing a new venture.
Right.
I'm on a radio show.
Very excited about it. I'm actually doing a radio program.
Every day.
Okay, that's good.
The Donna Mike Show.
I mean, that's what we're really looking for.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And then you do that, and then we'll
what
mention.
Do I get?
Then we mentioned that Monday is the 100th episode of King of Queens.
Yes, scratch, scratch, scratch.
But I already had that, though. That was
you already had
that?
What do you mean you already,
already
had that?
Because you
well,
already
Well, we blew
said,
that because it wasn't the 100th episode.
Well, that was Nicole's fault, but...
Did you win the time slot Monday night?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. You're
welcome.
All right, okay.
You're welcome. Now, we have all kinds of people with the big lie.
Yes, we do.
And I'm going to... I'm going to start with what I think appears to be the best one already.
Very good.
Let's go to Philadelphia. Here's Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Thank you for listening.
Now,
you're welcome. I see here on the screen what it says your boyfriend did. When you say the part of his body, just use the word D.
D?
Yeah, D.
Yeah, tell us your big line.
I was going to say member, but...
Okay, member's fine.
Member's fine?
Yeah, member's fine.
Gold member.
All right, go ahead, Robin. What is the big line?
All right, bear with me. I'm really nervous.
Okay.
I was like 15 years old, and, you know, I'm not supposed to have a boy in my house. My mom works right down the street at a video store, so she kept asking me, you know, can you bring me down lunch? Can you bring me down lunch? Or it was like dinner or something, because I was out of school. And me and my boyfriend are doing, you know, our thing, what we got to do. And
Were you making love?
D.O.T.
Yeah. At 15 years of age, you're making love in your mother's home?
D.O.T.
I know.
I just want to make sure we get all the facts. Mm-hmm. Calm down. It's fine. It's okay. It's not fine, I mean, if it was in my house, but I mean, it's okay. So you're making love with your boyfriend?
I have a daughter now, so it's not fine.
Well, that's the way perspectives change, isn't it?
Exactly. So... I'm telling her, you know, Mom, I'm doing homework.
Wow.
You all right?
Well, let's get that out to the fans. Robin, wow. give me a plastic baggie.
I might get a Petri dish.
I want to get those boogers right out to the fans.
That was some bad Dominican tobacco there.
Oh. Do you need tissue, darling?
And please, I'm sure you all are God blessing me silently.
Yes, God bless you, honey.
Good night.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robin.
Prost.
I haven't stopped praying.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, so just...
All right, I'm
because
good.
You're a little nervous, and I want to make sure that we're getting the facts straight. And Don has sneezed and is blowing his nose. You're 15 years old. You're in your mother's house, and you're making love to your boyfriend.
Yes.
And? Okay, take it from there.
And?
So my mom's, you know, bring me dinner. So I'm like, oh, I'm studying. Mom, give me a couple more minutes. I'm doing homework, and I'm going on and on. Well, finally, she, you know, she nagged me so bad. And me and my boyfriend were so... just like, oh, my God, every time we really get into it, she keeps calling.
All right, get to the member
so
part.
She,
yeah.
I make her soup with rye bread, toast, and butter, and before I'm about to walk out the door, my boyfriend rubbed his drippy member on her toast, and everyone else in my family knows that happened. And I swear to God on my children that this really, everyone in my family knows that this happened, but she doesn't.
That's a pretty good one.
Wow.
That's a pretty good start
and
to the big line.
Everybody in your family knows.
Everybody, except for like my brother.
And how do you think your mother is going to react to this news?
Well, I'm thinking like...
Leah, this is where we do good. This is where we do good.
This is where we give a young woman...
I think your mother's going to be very mad. I don't
think... No, Leah, you're wrong. You're looking for the good in the show, and this is where we do good. This is where...
No,
this is where this woman has a chance to purge.
I think it's
going to
hurt his mother's feet. I mean, that's horrible.
She has a chance to purge herself of this team. How old are you now, Robin?
I'm 20. I'll be 27, May
29. 27, so 12 years later.
Robin, how hurt would you be if you knew your daughter did this to you?
Leah, refer to the memo that my assistant...
I haven't agreed to those things.
Earlier today... Robin, I'm going to put you right on the head of the list. Hold on a second.
Okay.
So to speak.
Hold on.
I rubbed his thing on Mom's toast before Mom got it down at the video store.
It's really
his dripping thing.
Gee, I can't believe it's not butter.
which was dripping with his leavings and her leavings.
Right.
It's horrible.
Right. Jesus Christ. That's great. That's a great one. That's a great first one, Leah.
I'm sure you
hello. Dan. Hello, Dan.
Yes, how you doing, Don?
We're doing great. Dan, who did you lie to?
My girl. This is kind of relevant because you guys are out in California right now.
Yeah.
We moved out there a few years ago, and now we're back in New York. But when we first moved out there, she was under the impression because of what I did that to register a car in California costs about $1,500. What happened was, had New York registration on the car. She was getting on me for weeks and weeks. Got to get it registered. I never did. It got towed and impounded. So after that happened, it cost me about $1,200 to get the car.
Man, between the phone and he's all over the lot with register and the money.
Oh, that's an awful phone. Hold on. Let's go to Tom. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Tom.
Hey, Don. How's it going?
Hi, Tom. Hi.
Where are you guys?
Tom, also from Philly. Hi.
Hey. I made an agreement to go camping with my ex-girlfriend. She's coming down tonight from Harrisburg. We're headed out to Maryland, but I have absolutely no
going.
You what?
You have no what?
No interest in going with her.
No interest.
All right, so you told your girlfriend that you wanted to go camping, but you really don't want to go.
Absolutely.
That's tiny.
Yeah.
That's not
minuscule. See you later.
Sleepy.
That it pales in comparison.
And what he wanted us to do is he wants us to break the news, and that's a totally different
game.
That
would be make
exactly.
The call.
Right. The call.
Very
right.
Good.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Hello, let's go to Tom. Tom, W-A-W. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Radio Tom. Gods, one and all. Leia, hello, welcome.
Thank you.
I gotta say, first of all, that you're very beautiful and you're a very good comedic actress. You do very well on the show.
Thank you, sweetheart.
What's your lie?
My lie is, last summer, my parents, for the first time, had allowed me to stay overnight in their beach house with my girlfriend at the time. And it was under, strict orders of we're not to stay in the same bed. You know, they're Roman Catholic in the whole nine yards.
Oh.
But they had to know.
How old are you?
That's the funny part. I'm turning 32 in a week.
Jesus, that's why.
Pussy, get out of here.
That's why you ask those questions.
Hello, Mike. Right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Here's the funny part.
Hey, Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, Leah.
Hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome to the show. What's your big lie?
I think the dripping mule's got me beat.
Okay, but go ahead. Give it a try. Give it a try.
I had to put out a deposit for my wife's engagement ring.
Yeah.
And I lost the money at a Phoenix Indian reservation casino.
Okay.
So I replaced it with a cubic zirconia for like 6-7 months.
She
never knew the difference. Uh-huh. And kind of snagged the ring when she wasn't looking. And it was lost for like 2 or 3 days so I could replace it.
It might seem minor, but I will tell you to a woman, as you can probably testify,
that's a good one.
Pretty significant.
That's a good second one.
So
hold on.
So the ring that she's wearing.
He's replaced it with a real one, but there were 6 or 7 months where it was fake.
And he told her that he had to have it repaired.
Let me tell you why it's not a big deal. Because he worked very hard to get the ring back. So if she was sitting right now with the ring, with the fake ring on, it would be a problem. But being that he worked very hard to get the real ring back, he did screw up, but the real ring is now on her finger.
You think
it's kind of sweet.
So you think that negates the 7 or 8 months and the gambling loss that resulted in the zirconia ring?
No, I'm sorry. I disagree.
Yeah, because I think he's quite sweet.
Would that have been the ring? Let me ask you a question, Mike.
I think he's sweet that he even feels so bad about it. But that you see, a good person feels bad about it.
He just wants the Rolling Stones ticket.
But wait a minute. Would that have been the ring? Would that have been the ring that she was wearing when you were walking down the aisle?
No. I replaced it before we moved back to Jersey. But
goodbye. Get him out of here.
No,
goodbye.
He's a sweetheart, though. You're a sweetheart.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who is this?
Seek help. Shane.
Hi, Shane. Where are you from?
Rob, I heard that.
You should seek help.
I thought you said Zika.
No!
I did too. Everyone did. I thought Rob was just saying that.
Maybe I did.
No, you didn't.
I don't know.
Shane, what's your big lie, Shane?
Well, about 4 years ago, when I graduated from high school, my brother sent his girlfriend up with me just to take me out as, like, graduation. I'll show my brother around, have him go to a few bars and whatnot.
Yeah?
Whatnot.
Don't say whatnot.
And what for?
What for? About 3 days later, we hung out again and got a BJ and left DNA samples on her couch.
What?
All right, so you got a BJ and you left DNA samples on your brother's girlfriend's couch.
Yeah, and I think that night they went out.
Who gave who the...
Okay, I follow it. Mm-hmm. It's his graduation. This guy's graduation, right?
Yeah.
And his brother's girlfriend goes with him just on a friend basis.
Yes.
And without the brother being around?
Yeah, my brother's in New York City Police Department. And he's like, listen, I got to work. I can't hang out. Just Sonya's going to take you out. Have a good time.
And so Sonya went out with you, and then when you came back without your brother around, Sonya pleasured you?
Yeah, a couple days later.
And you left the all of your evidence on your brother's sofa?
No, not all of the evidence. Why such hatred
towards your brother?
Was some of the evidence in her mouth?
There was no hatred towards my brother. She's just hot and...
You couldn't say, hey, that's my brother?
Leah, please hold on.
No, I can't believe it, especially being in New York.
Information here.
I can't believe you would do that to your brother.
Was some of the DNA left in her mouth?
Yes.
And why now? Why coming clean? You're a huge Stones fan? Is that what it is?
I'm a Stones fan, and I don't know. I feel, you know, I've been thinking about it lately because we both saw her at a bar about a week and a half.
Oh, okay, so she's not in the picture anymore.
No.
That makes it even better.
Yeah, she's not. So she's not seeing your brother anymore.
No.
Oh, okay, so that takes a little bit of it.
Don't you think your brother knew what he was giving you that night?
He kind of knew, but I guess he
No, didn't I'm think. Sure your brother thought, hey, that's my brother. He would never disrespect
No, but there could be a brother situation where, hey, old Sonia, party girl, she's going to show old Shane with his
brother. No, because then he would have said to his brother, hey, did she do any favors?
Although
he
would have
said, I mean, you know, being that he didn't say that, he probably trusted his brother and knew his brother wouldn't disrespect
we'll
him.
Find she out. Also didn't give him the BJ the night of the graduation. She gave him the BJ two nights later, right?
Right.
That's the other thing, though. He's asked me numerous times over the past couple of years when we've seen her, did you ever do anything?
Oh, okay.
And I've always said no.
And her name
so
is
now you feel bad, hopefully?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her name is Sonia?
Yes.
And all right, hold on. Is she foreign?
Yes.
Okay.
What nationality?
Indian or Arabic, one of the two. I'm not exactly sure.
How was she at the BJ?
Stupendous.
Stupendous.
Hence the reason for, you know, getting it everywhere.
All over the place. Not only in her mouth.
I think Sonia and Shane have to move up to number two on the hit parade. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And perhaps they could win some Scotch Guard.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I called a minute ago with the line cut off.
Phone still sucks. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I got an infidelity story, but she's only my girlfriend, not like a wife or anything.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Especially with a guy that sounds like a creep monster like that.
We don't dig that.
Hey, Don. Sorry, I got an infidelity story.
Hello, Don, on my show. Hold on. Let me see. Line, have we got this one? Hello, Dynamite. Who's this?
Hey, this is Steve F. from Sacramento.
Hi, Steve.
Just wanted to call and say lovely a long time.
Is this Steve F.?
Yes.
I know what the F stands for.
Do you have a lie for us, Steve F.?
No, I don't. I just want to say I love Leah.
Oh, he's on tape delay. Right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Not even worth a dance.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My brothers from other mothers. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I'd like to Shepard Smith on Fox News on a live call-in show.
Well, now, how are you going to apologize to a guy from Fox News?
Well, we can call him back up.
How did you lie to a guy on Fox News?
What's your first name, sir?
This is East Coast Bob in Sacramento.
East Coast Bob.
How did you lie to a guy on Fox News?
Well, they were talking about the smiley face bomber, and I called in, and I had an earthquake right as we were online. Right on live TV.
But you didn't really have an earthquake?
Correct.
Do you have a tape?
Here it is.
Let's hear it.
Steve's in California now. Steve, what do you think?
Hi, I believe he's got a mental problem. Out here in California, we have a mental competency hearing that extends... Oh, no. You know what? We're having an earthquake.
You are? Tell me about that.
Geez. Oh, my God.
Where are you?
I've got to find my kid. Chris, get away from there.
That's the first time he let it go. Hey, get away from there.
Stay with us.
Kid Chris.
Stay with us.
Too funny. Sweet month. Stay with us.
There's the line.
All right.
Well, they have earthquakes in California all the time.
Gosh.
I've lived through many, many. I know our folks down in the newsroom and our Los Angeles newsroom are checking on this earthquake. It's reported by Steve in California. Let me know a little bit more.
You know what? They found an earthquake. You want to listen to the rest of it. They found a small earthquake.
Oh, did they find something to legitimize your call?
Yes, they did. Here it is.
Let's hear that. All right, hold on. Let's hear it.
Checking Pennsylvania next, and Kareem on the phone. So, Kareem. Luke Helder's story. What do you think should happen to him?
I haven't heard anything from him.
That's a good question. It's an excellent question. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thanks to everybody.
Well, we are checking now on this report, at least, of an earthquake, and we have nothing.
Oh, really? My God.
Yeah. Our Los Angeles newsroom is on it. Our San Francisco newsroom is on it. Our Seattle folks are on it.
Oh,
New York folks are on it, and so far, nothing.
Do you think this guy was for real?
I don't know. Maybe we just don't know yet. It's only been a minute. Anyway, we'll check on it. We are a long way from 9/11 and the start of operations in Afghanistan, but our troops are still there, protecting the innocent, and let your voice be heard. Weekdays on Fox News.
Now we're going to get more.
There we go.
14 minutes past the hour on Fox News Live. That earthquake wasn't much of an earthquake. A microquake, as it's called.
They found it.
8 on the Richter scale.
1.8.
Around the geysers, California, hit at 11:48, 11:46, and 40 seconds.
Ah, that's too great.
Daylight time this morning, so just about 30 minutes ago.
That's too good.
This guy doesn't have to call anybody.
Earthquake detector, because a 1.8, that won't even, you know, that wouldn't even make.
Hey, are you still there? Turn the tape off.
I don't know.
Turn it off. Yeah. Hey, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, my Bob. God. We got to give you a round of applause.
I'm just going to give you $100, Bob.
Great, huh?
That was fantastic. Hold on, Bob.
Hey, I'll put that up on my website, eastcoastbob.com, if you want to see it.
All right, hold on. Thanks. Hold on a second.
Jesus, that's funny.
All right, well, then, listen, I think I vote for Robin.
Oh, yeah, Robin's the clear leader. Sure. She would be followed by
now, Robin,
Shane, who got the BJ on his brother's couch.
Robin,
that was good, that last guy was really funny.
Robin, we have to do a break. You give your mom's number to Lisa.
Okay.
During the break, and we'll call your mom up and tell her she's going to be on the radio. And then when it's time, you have to just tell your mom the truth.
Yeah, explain to her what you're doing, why you're doing it, and then come clean.
So to speak.
So to speak.
Hospitalization with this.
What?
Do I get hospitalization from these guys?
You get the Stones front row tickets.
Right, and you might want to take your mom.
And you get the Amtrak from Philly to D.C., and you get $500 in cash.
Okay.
So
I think
on.
You should also hold on to that other guy's number.
Hold on just a second. Which guy?
The New York guy.
Yeah, oh, we've got him.
Oh, sure. And I advice to Robin, she better butter her mom up a little bit.
I don't think this is...
You what?
I don't think it's right, because Robin, I think, was that was a very nasty thing to do to her mother as a teenager. And I also think it's also hurtful to say it now after all these years, whereas the brother really feels bad about what he did and wants to tell his brother.
Leah. Thank you. We will go with Robin as our first contestant on The Big Lie.
No, what are your ratings low in New York?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, she's walking. She's walking out. She's storming out.
Yes.
She's leaving.
She must think you've gone to commercial.
Is that... Oh, my goodness.
Is she being a diva? Is she playing a game with us?
What's going on?
She was smiling, but she was also leaving.
She was... Well, it was interesting. It was fascinating.
Oh, she gave me the finger.
She's flipping you off.
She's giving me the finger.
Wow.
Dear.
Wow.
And now she's...
Oh, dear. We have controversy.
Well, yeah, I guess that... That was too much.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Speak to us. On the continuous loop now.
Well, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I love Leah, but I believe I know our listening audience. And I believe our audience craves to hear Robin's mother find out that she drank soup that the boyfriend's D was in.
We will find out.
Who had 3.5 shows in the pool?
I'm not sure.
God damn. All right, well, someone's got to go massage that.
We'll find out.
Joe.
A lot's going to happen during the break here.
Yeah. Now, is she goofing or is she really pissed?
I don't think anyone knows. Therein lies the controversy and the interest.
The rub.
The rub. Thank you.
Okay, we will. Listen, hold on. Hey, Robin, we're going to call your mom next, okay?
Okay.
No matter how mad Leah is about it. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me like I would be treated by any stranger on the street? Because I am not one of your fans!
Look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey. How you doing?
Hi. Hi, everybody. This is growing hair now.
Sure.
I'll tell you what I know. Here's what I know. I know that Mike is out of the room. That Leah's pissed.
Wow.
That, according to Leah, when I was doing... She wasn't mad.
Right.
That she had to. They're going to delete that out. She had to take a leak.
She had urinary urgency.
She had to go number one.
Uh-huh.
Even though she didn't go to the bathroom, she went to the other room and gave me the finger. And then I said to Leah during the break, I said, Well, it's not really great when you get on the radio and you say that's why your New York ratings suck.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I only said that because you didn't take the guy from New York to do the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I thought the girl from Philadelphia was better with the contest. I
had to go with that first.
And then we came into the studio and there was 3 minutes left before the break. Mm-hmm. And I sat here for approximately 1 minute and was dialing a number on my cell phone. Mm-hmm. And Leah got up and left.
Oh.
And then I was told that apparently we are not treating Leah the proper way. That okay. We are treating Leah as she is just a girl, that we are supposed to treat her as a star.
Huh.
So, right now, it's me and Rob and Buzz, and Mike is out, I believe, massaging Leah's ego.
If anybody can do it, he can do it.
Yeah, and
but there is good news.
Yeah, and we're surrounded by Van Patten.
Yes,
everywhere.
Dick found his way here. He hit some traffic, but he's finally here. Hi, Dick. It's good to see you.
And Mr. Skin is here.
Yes, Mr. Skin.
And we are going to finish the game.
Uh-huh.
you know, there had been some bets on how long the Leah experience would last.
Yeah.
I swear I love the girl, and she's fantastic.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But, Christ, of all the things to walk off the show about.
Didn't expect that.
No. It was very weird.
Wow.
Very weird.
That's unfortunate.
That was what I heard, that we are not treating her like a star. She's not a girl. She's a star.
I see.
Okay. All right. I thought she was a girl first and a star second. And if she'd like to come in and discuss that and tell me that I'm wrong,
open mic.
Come on in. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we're gonna go back to Robin.
Hello.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
See what you made me do.
I am so glad that you didn't listen to her. I don't even know who she is.
You love to make me hit you.
See what you made. See what you made me do. Do you see what you made me do?
Tell her I'm sorry. From woman to woman.
No.
I don't get treated like
a star
either.
All right, Leah's coming back in here.
All right, hold on, Robin. Now, Leah's going to come back in here, and let's just have the discussion off the air.
All right.
Let's not. Now, Mike, what is the deal and the status with Leah?
Well, I think that Leah, either I could explain it or you could explain it. It doesn't matter. But I think that when I was talking to Leah, it was not anything that was on the air. It was apparently during the break that feelings were hurt and things were said. And
what was said?
Well, I said the New York thing. I didn't particularly mean what I said, but. Well, I wanted you to pick the New York guy because I thought it was more of a heartfelt thing. You were making, that's fine. The banter that went back and forth, that's fine. But I thought we were breaking because I had to pee. Mm-hmm. So I used that as an opportunity to get out of the room first so that I go to the bathroom. And okay. Then when I apologized to you in the booth, you made me feel bad about it. And then I said to Mike when we came back in the studio, I really didn't mean anything, but I just came out wrong about the New York thing. And Mike stabbed himself in the heart like I just destroyed everybody in this sensitive room.
Yeah, well, no, then what I was indicating
and
that
I, and
was
I
the New York
you,
thing is a sensitive
And
subject.
I should tell you that we were told.
And when somebody apologizes to you, you don't then belabor your point and act like you're so crushed.
Did I? Hey, hold on just a second, Toots. When you apologized, I said, fine, and I came in here, and I was on the telephone.
I said, are you really mad? And you went, yeah, and then walked out.
Yeah, but I'll get over it.
Okay. So I'll get over it.
Okay.
Okay, great.
So are you just a girl or are you a star?
What does that mean?
Because that was something that Nicole said to Charlie.
What?
That we're treating you, I am treating you like a girl when I should treat you like you're a star.
Oh. Well, that's my sister's opinion. I mean, that's very nice of her to say, but you should treat me like a girl. But at the same time, when a girl apologizes to you or a human being apologizes to you, and you may be right in your point, it seems like you love to relish in that and sit in it as long as you can. Yes, I'm right. So I'm going to now make her feel even worse than she did because she apologized to me. In the first 30 seconds of me being mad.
What you did on the radio, though, was our listeners didn't know that you had to go to the bathroom. You just said, this is why your ratings in New York suck.
Only because I wanted you to pick the New York guy.
And you walked out of the room and you gave me the finger. You didn't go to the bathroom.
I was smiling. I was smiling at you.
Did you see a smile?
Well, you said that she was smiling when she walked out. Or Buzz said, that she was smiling.
So Buzz saw that, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
So I think everything's fine now. Getting from this situation is everything's been completely worked out. And we've got... And the Van Pattens are here.
So what could be
better? My God, it's Los Angeles.
And they're happy people. They should be brought in.
They're very happy people.
Yeah.
Happy days are here again. I think we've worked it all out, and I couldn't be happier. And I think there's never going to be another problem.
No, never.
No.
I think everything's going to work out. I do. Right. I'm confident.
Okay.
Because Lord knows... I've had enough conflict for a couple of months. On air and off.
Mike doesn't need this.
Well, we have Robin's mom on the phone now.
Now the happiness is stronger, though.
It's got a stronger foundation.
That's right. Absolutely. Ooh, we're going to continue the game now.
Fascinating.
I will say that I am sorry that I was mad at you for 3 minutes.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Because that's how long I was mad at you.
Okay.
And so that would mean that both... parties involved to apologize.
No, because when you feel bad about something, when you say something and you feel bad about it, and then you go, I'm sorry I said that, and the person's mad, it makes you feel even worse.
Of course it does.
And then you avoided eye contact with me, Mike, as did Rob.
I avoid eye contact with you at all times, Lee.
No, you don't.
Because you are a very handsome woman. And I have needs. I don't want to stare. I don't want to stare. I don't want to stare mouth again.
Get my mind all, Nicole. Treat me like a star.
Treat her like a star.
Nicole has her stuff in her hand ready to walk out this door.
You know, I did. When you walked out, did you say that I avoided eye contact?
Yes.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
I was freaked out by that. I was
because
I thought you were legitimately pissed.
Oh, but when you guys walked out on me, that was okay. Left me in the studio by myself.
That's a good point. So you bring up a valid point. So you might not have known that we were joking.
I didn't know. My heart was beating very fast.
Right.
When you left me in the studio by myself.
And I thought you handled it beautifully when we did that.
Okay.
Listen to this song.
Sure. Oh, my friend.
This is all Leo wants, I think.
I think what we all have to do is try a little tenderness.
Yes.
We're all tough people. We have a little less tough.
Okay.
Stop looking at me.
What?
Stop looking at me.
Do you want eye contact or do you not want eye contact?
Well, I feel bad.
Well, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
And don't be mad at my sister who was trying to stick up for me.
She's doing her job.
She's
doing her job. No, I think everybody understands.
You're not used to having women around.
I think everybody understands, Nicole, and I will say to the,
She's throwing down the gauntlet.
Right? I want to say, as far as our support staff, though, they stepped up to the plate during that crisis.
Like a girl. Treat her like a star.
Everybody really helped. Everybody really pitched in.
What did you say?
I said, she isn't just a girl. She is who she is. She is a celebrity. And she should be treated with a little bit more respect. That's all. Is that a hard
right.
She's here for
how are
a
we
reason.
Not, how are we not respecting her?
Is she not here for a reason?
How
but
respect
it's
her?
As a person.
How are we not respecting her?
I think as a
how
person.
Are we not respecting her?
When somebody
her?
Apologizes to you, you don't make them feel bad.
You know, that was a little simmering fire right there that was just about to go out, Nicole, and then you took a glass of gasoline and went boom like that. But it's fine. Because the happiness now is stronger. Don't you agree, Dick Van Patten? Dick Van Patten, don't you think the happiness is stronger now than it's ever been?
You've embarrassed me in front of the Van Pattens.
I have.
You deliberately embarrassed us in front of the Van Pattens.
In front of the Van Pattens.
God damn it. Nell's no more tennis instruction for Ms. Remini.
Jesus Christ.
I think we're going to bring him in now.
Listen. We're going to finish this game.
We have to. Yeah, have to call Robin, Robin's mother.
We have to
get that out of the way.
We're going to do that right now. It's the important part of the show.
Well, damn it.
I know you think it's the wrong choice.
All right.
Hello, Robin.
That's fine.
Yes.
Robin.
Yes.
We have your mom on the line.
Oh, great. You guys have prolonged my agony.
Well, here's the deal, Robin. You understand that once we get everything set here, you're going to have to do the explaining.
Yes.
It's up to you because you're the one that called.
Yes.
And please, Don't treat me as a boy.
And let me tell you something.
I'm a star.
When we have Robin explain it, we free ourselves of any culpability.
Come on,
and,
God.
And, oops. Oh, no.
You,
oh,
no. No, yeah. Don't. Yeah. Don't tell me you did that. Please.
I just. How did that happen, Robin?
Yeah, it should not have happened. What line?
Line three.
Line three.
Line three is Robin.
Yes.
Okay, she's locked
and
in.
Now we get her mom.
And her mom. And here is Irene, Robin's mom. Hi, Irene.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the Donna Mike Show, and we have your daughter on the line with us. And we're playing a game called The Big Lie.
We have lots of people that have called the show with big lies, but Robin's lie, we felt, was the most worthy of coming clean.
And I think that Robin has something she wants to tell you, Irene.
You're on, Robin.
Go ahead, Robin.
Hi, Mom. Hello, dear.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Robin, what are we up to now?
All right, listen.
Meow.
Hey, are you making fun of my mom?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right, back when I was like 15, you were working up at the video store.
Yeah.
Well, you were calling me up. It was like you wanted your dinner, and, you know, you're nagging me for your dinner. So I had snuck Corey in, and, you know, we were doing bad things in your house that we shouldn't have done.
Oh,
and when I made you your toast and butter, Corey put his thing, his member, onto your bread and wiped his member on your bread. And then you ate the bread, and then you called me up and told me how great it was. Sorry. What? What?
But you're... What, Rob?
What?
And apparently everybody in the family knows this except for you, Irene.
The next time I get close to my daughter, she's going to get it.
She's going to get it.
See it coming.
Irene, completely unfazed.
Unfazed.
And you love your daughter, Robin, Irene?
I love my daughter, and I know my daughter. She takes after me.
Jesus. Like mother, like daughter. How was that toast, Mom?
Never you mind.
That was good toast.
Hey, but there's some good news out of this, Irene. Robin's going to get to go to see the Rolling Stones.
Woo! Yeah!
Yeah, she's going to get front row seats to see the Rolling Stones.
Hey, Irene, are you a Stones fan?
That's great.
Are you a Rolling Stones fan, Irene?
I was a long time ago.
You ever do any of them?
No.
Rob, don't be disrespectful.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Robin Marie, you're going to get toast, huh? You're toast, Robin.
No, get it.
I agree.
Get it. You're toast.
I don't know. Don't think Robin deserves the tickets.
Yes. That would be Leah. She doesn't think... Robin, Leah's very disappointed in your behavior.
I think it's fantastic, Robin.
Now, Leah, I would never do that again. Mom, do you want me to bring you some dinner? No.
Right on.
Robin, you, in fact, have won front row seats for the Stones in D.C. on October 4th. You've won them before you can buy them. And we will bring you down via Amtrak. And also $500. I think you should give the $500 to your mom.
I do too.
Yeah, will you give the $500?
I do it to her anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. You're going to give the money to your mom?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, now, hold on. Irene, you don't want the money?
Why don't you want the money, Irene?
I owe it to her anyway.
Hold on. What is going on here?
That's so nice.
It's like a penthouse. It's like a penthouse. What is happening?
I owe it to her anyway because she helped me and my family to Disney World. So I owe her the money anyway, so... The money
Robin, stop this. You're starting to make me feel bad.
All right,
I'm
listen.
I'm going to be like Leah. I'm going to leave the room.
Yeah.
Listen, tickets go on sale Saturday at 9 a.m. at the FedEx Field box office. Ticketmaster locations online at Ticketmaster.com and CC.com for the Rolling Stones. Irene and Robin, thank you both for playing the big lie.
Thank you so much. Robin, I'll call you in a minute.
Yeah.
You're going to get it, Robin.
Here we go.
Bye-bye.
Robin's in a jam.
Bye-bye. As Corey took his dripping member and wiped it on Irene's toast.
And where's Corey now? Probably underground.
Who knows? He still has a scar from the caraway seeds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, who the hell knows who the... Maybe it was Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman. Corey Haim.
Corey Hart.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Got to be king of the Coreys.
Oh, man. Corey... You're king of the Coreys. Is there a Corey Van Patten?
There is not.
No. There's every other name. There's not a Corey Van Patten.
Now, the Van Pattens are here. We have to break. Before we bring the Van Pattens in, for God's sakes, what is your status with us? Are you okay with us?
I'm okay with you. I know you're upset with me.
I am no longer upset with you.
All right.
I'm no longer upset with you.
Has the love returned?
I'm hearing grunting from Buzz.
I was saying I was agreeing with Buzz.
No,
stop it with the grunting. For God's sake, we're trying to patch things up here.
Lee, I may love you a long time.
I just didn't mean it. I didn't mean it like that.
And I didn't know you didn't mean it like that.
All right.
Okay.
All fixed.
Okay.
There you go.
So do I really have to treat you like a star, or can I just treat you like a girl?
You could treat me like a woman.
Okay. Ooh. Like a woman. Oh, like a
lady.
Like a lady.
So you're saying everything's okay?
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to walk off the show now?
No, I wasn't walking off the show. I grabbed my purse because my sister grabbed her purse.
You're not going to go call Les?
I'm not going to call
You're not going to pull a Patty Heaton on us?
No, I'm not going to go Patty Heaton on you.
Okay, thank you. We love you.
Love you, too.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Everything worked out great.
All right.
So, yeah, it was the right choice. It was a good choice call. Because look at the mom. See, the mom wasn't upset.
What? Oh,
about the guy
you were you were right.
The guy rubbing his...
She was much more understanding than I ever thought. My mother would never talk to me again.
Leah, let me just say this to you.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
I mean that.
Okay.
I mean that from my ticket.
And my God, we're keeping the Van Pattens waiting.
They're all right. Leaving.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's why you, sir, are the greatest man in show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
They've each got a great ass. Don and Mike.
Now, something horrible happened during the last break. Don and I got into it, and Don has left the studio. And here I am, all by myself now, with everybody, as a matter of fact, walked out on me. This is Mike O'Mara. Hi,
you liar.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he's back. He's back from a bathroom break.
You liar.
Now I'm a liar, of course.
I sit here for 3 hours.
Right.
Working out these problems.
It's great, though. I love the energy.
I only have a very limited amount of time to cleanse and clean.
I know, but there's no better family that you could cleanse and clean. In my humble opinion, the family that represents family unity and togetherness in America.
And the question we've always wanted answered on the Don and Mike Show is,
yes,
how many Van Pattens can we get in a room at one time?
This is a gentleman, Mr. Dick Van Patten, who has never let us down.
Never.
He is the patriarch. Pat, the matriarch of the family. They have never let us down, and once again, they have delivered.
Yeah. So now let's see how many Van Pattens we can cram into a room.
We're going to bring them all in.
All
these are wives, girlfriends, these are everybody.
Now,
I think
have you
got
ever
two
met
wives
Nancy?
Here.
Who is Nancy? Is Neil's wife.
Neil's wife.
Here she is. That's Nancy.
Nancy.
Okay, now everybody's got microphones.
Do you know what product Nancy was a model for?
What?
The Slam Man.
Fine.
What?
The Slam Man.
That's a gift that Mike gave me that I threw away.
Rob, let's get everybody introduced here.
All right.
The Van Pattens are moving
close
in.
The door now.
Dick sits down. We should get a chair. Pat, take my chair.
Van Pattens. We are surrounded by Van Pattens. It is our dream come true.
All right.
There. This, Mike, this is a dream come true. Look at this.
Well, we've been listening to the show, and this is great radio.
It's
a little bit of combustion.
Come over here. And Buzz, give up your spot here. Get some microphones over here.
Right. And Dick, what we're going to probably ask you to do is to introduce the entire clan that has come by our studio today.
All right. Well, first of all...
And just speak a little closer into the microphone here.
All my sons are very much like me. They like pretty girls, and they really married them.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jimmy's wife, Shauna, the blonde.
Hello.
Shauna.
And she's now going to host, the E-Channel? What are you...
Wild On. I just did Wild On.
Wild On.
Yeah. Wild On.
Oh, baby.
South Africa.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, right,
that's great. Jimmy's looking over me like going, hey, huh? No slouch, huh?
So, Jimmy, are you proud of your wife for being Wild On E?
Very proud.
Very proud.
I knew she would get something. She came out here and she got a big show. She's the host of it. I'm very excited.
And I think Jimmy wins the award for sounding most like his dad.
Yeah.
Don't you think? He's already sliding into that little, I just want to tell you right now.
All right, bye-bye.
Yes, I'm very proud
bye-bye
of her.
Now.
South Africa.
We've been on the road for 8 months together.
You understand? Has anyone said to you that you're beginning to sound exactly like your father?
Yeah, we call me the same person. It's embarrassing.
Danielle's also married another beauty. They really are pretty. I'm not graduating.
What about Pat? You've totally neglected Pat.
When I first met Pat, I said to the guy that was standing with me, I said, oh my gosh, look at that girl. She's a knockout. And I said, I would marry her. This is true. I said, I would marry her tomorrow. And my friend, Ralph Nelson, who was the director, he said, what do you mean? You don't know what she's really like. What's the difference? I said, I don't care. She's so pretty. I don't care what she's like. Anyway, she's here, Pat. She was a June Taylor dancer on the Jackie Gleason show when I married her. And she was a wonderful dancer. Now, there's Nels.
Nels.
Another pretty wife.
Pat, do you want to say hi?
Hi, Nels.
Hi.
Nels' wife.
Hi, Nels.
Hi.
His wife flatters Jimmy's wife because she's as dark as Jimmy's as blonde. And they're like, they, you know, a red wine and a white wine.
Oh, this is terrific.
Are we doing that show, The Sunshine Boys? And Nancy's going to come in and do the Cuban maid.
Oh.
She's going to play the part of the Cuban. She goes in.
Not literally.
She's not going to do the Cuban maid.
No, she does a Cuban accent. It's terrific.
Can we hear your Cuban accent?
I don't know if I'd be like doing it right now, you know?
Now, Leah, how many of the Van Pattens do you know?
I know them all.
You know them all?
You've been, now, you go out to the house, right?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
You go there for your tennis lesson,
yes,
right?
Yeah. How good am I, Nils?
The first thing I want to say about Leah, I mean, all the controversy and everything.
Yes.
We love Leah.
We thank love Leah. Leah. Thank you.
Not only because
of her tennis. We love her because we watch her on King of Queens every week. She has this great voice, a real actress's voice, and she has comedy timing, and we're big fans.
Thank you. Because I'm not good at that.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Schmoozerama right now. Here we are.
Now, when
I'm getting a damn compliment. Shut up!
I see Leah.
Gorgeous, too.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
I see Leah on the tennis court, you know, once, twice a week.
Right.
She's more beautiful in person than she is on television.
Oh, this is terrific. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
But I'm a horrible tennis player.
Everybody just kiss ass.
It doesn't matter. It's the outfit.
Let's find out.
You wear the clothes real well.
How is Leah at tennis?
Tell the truth.
I'm telling you the truth. The truth is she shows up on time.
Uh-huh. Right. As opposed to Nels, who's the real star.
She's enlightening. The only thing I must say is she needs to bring me an extra cup of coffee.
Okay.
She loves coffee.
Yeah.
She never brings me a cup of coffee.
Has she brought you fruit, though?
No, she doesn't bring you fruit either. She just brings me that love.
Who wants to drink coffee on the tennis court?
This is true.
It's 90 degrees.
Nice hot cup of coffee.
And now, I want to talk to your dad. Oh, okay, first of all, what happened? Where did the blue come in? Your son gave you as a gift, okay? To resurface your tennis court.
A facelift.
Okay?
A facelift on the tennis court.
Yeah. I show up where your son wasn't there 20 minutes late for an appointment.
Hold on. I was 10 minutes late.
You were 20 minutes late.
5 minutes late.
He was 20 minutes, Nancy. He was 20 minutes late. He tells his dad he was 5 minutes late. Meanwhile, he calls me at home and goes, yeah, sorry, I was 25 minutes late.
I was only
25 minutes late for an appointment.
For
an hour of tennis appointment.
We're a close-knit family. We're in cahoots. We're working together.
Mike.
Yes. I show up and it's blue.
But we don't need to be here.
You thought it was the wrong location. Maybe you thought it was a different tennis court
blue.
And you left.
They lead such different lives than we do. Ladies and gentlemen.
Is it a tennis court green?
You're listening to a Los Angeles conversation.
Where's the blue coming?
It's a new surface.
Right.
Where's the blue coming?
This is tennis talk.
They want it to look like a swimming pool.
Ah.
We could be dead right now. The show would continue seamlessly.
Didn't you wonder?
We could be thrown into the ocean.
Your dad it threw him too, he said. Maybe you didn't hear
I
that.
I was really looking forward to seeing Leah on the tennis court.
Right.
Me as a chief.
Show up on time, Nils.
I was only 5 minutes late.
She left.
I really believe, because she didn't bring the coffee, she felt bad. She felt badly that she didn't
get
coffee.
I really didn't.
And she thought it was the wrong location. We changed the tennis court color.
Right.
She thought it was the wrong location. She left.
It was 90 degrees. His father was playing on his court. What am I going to say? Hey,
step aside.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Dick.
Dick, I have an appointment with your son. He's 25 minutes late, but could you and your friend get off your court? Off your blue court?
Let me ask you this. What motivated you to play tennis in the first... I mean, what guy got you into this to start? You just wanted to do something?
I just wanted to do something.
Is that
Bowling was out because I'd have to break a nail. And I really didn't know what else to do. Golf, I just can't get into that.
Okay.
Okay, and I thought, tennis.
Tennis.
Eventually, when my legs get in shape, I can wear a little skirt.
There you go.
Right now, I wear jogging pants cut off. Not so great, right, Nils?
No, not really
tennis attire.
Like very, very attractive.
And my New York cap.
No,
my God, beautiful.
You make the whole day worthwhile.
Oh, hush.
Your lesson makes the whole day worthwhile.
Oh, no.
Honest to God,
wow.
Have you ever fantasized about Leah?
Did you look at his wife?
Yeah.
Why? Look at her.
Well, we're kind of the same.
She's gorgy.
His wife is a turbo hottie.
She is hottie.
Gorgy.
She's gorgy.
I'm taking
gorgy.
That back.
Gorgy.
I'm taking that back east with me.
Yeah.
You are gorgy. You are gorgy.
Fantastic.
That's the king of Queens saying.
So,
it is.
Dick Van Patten is doing the show that you were doing up in Maryland.
Frederick, Maryland. I was so sorry you couldn't come, but you did send my co-star, Frank Gorshin, $1,400 worth of cigarettes. And you sent me a bouquet of flowers.
And M&M's.
Yes, that's right.
And M&M's. We did send Frank Gorshin
$1,400 worth of cigarettes, they said. I couldn't believe it.
It was like 700 packs of Vantage.
Oh, it filled Joe's car.
He went through them in about 2 weeks.
So where are you doing the show with Frank
out
here?
We're doing it now in Burbank at Gary Marshall's Theater, the Falcon Theater. And the reviews came out this morning in the L.A. Times, and it was excellent.
Sunshine Boys, a laugh expedition. It's right here in the L.A. Times.
Oh, congratulations.
A rave review. Fantastic.
And it said that Jimmy was hilarious. And that,
I'm
true.
In the show. You didn't explain. I'm in the
Jimmy
show with you.
Yeah.
Just in case there's a little confusion.
After being on the road, it's got to be great to be back home doing the show right here, right? At the Gary Marshall Theater. Right. Gambling.
Gary Marshall Falcon Theater. Right?
Very good.
Yeah, and then after this, we go to Minneapolis for 3 weeks, and then we're through. That's it.
How awkward did you feel when you had to see that awful situation with Leah and us?
Well, I did feel a little bad because we like both of you very much, but I understood what was going on. You know,
whose side were you on?
First of all, it made very good radio. People love to hear.
But whose side, Dick? Whose side were you on?
Subject. Here's the thing: I would take sides, except I came in the middle and I didn't really.
Let us explain it to you.
Listen, I'll simply tell you, I was right and she was wrong. And I'm sure that she would say that she was right and I was wrong.
But everybody is made nice, and
no,
I think that's wonderful.
No.
Yes.
You were right in being upset.
But wrong.
But wrong in making me feel bad.
And I'm going to tell both of you right now, we're not going down this highway again. We've got the Van Patten family here.
I just wanted the Van Pattens to have the information.
Absolutely. I understand that.
I'm
now
sure she's... Nancy agrees with me.
I do. I always agree with Leah.
Thank you. She's gorgy.
Gorgy. She's gorgy.
Oh, my God.
So what's up for the Van Patten tonight?
Well, we do the show tonight. I was hoping you could all come, but I guess you're so busy you can't, right?
You're
welcome to come. I'll have tickets there for you if you want them, if you can make it. But
I think we're having our makeup dinner with Leah this evening, as a matter of fact.
And Nels is going back to the blue tennis court.
Ah,
right,
very good.
I'll be late for yet another appointment.
I'm going to Hollywood Park this afternoon.
You spend a lot of time at the track, don't you?
Yes, I own racehorses, and I do love the races. I like tennis and the races. And
so I'm in this big and tall men's store in Los Angeles, right? And I'm walking in there because I just looked at it and I wanted to get an oversized shirt. And I go, as you can see, this is the shirt I got. So I'm behind the counter.
From the Orson Welles collection.
From the Orson Welles collection. And there's this big picture of Dom DeLuise.
Yeah.
And somehow I said, I think Dom DeLuise, we have a mutual friend, Mr. Dick Van Patten. And this guy just went nuts. He knows you and he said, you played cards. And let me see if I've got this right. In a goulash in the Bronx?
That's right, yes.
What's the card game? I'm not sure, but he said he knew you from way, way back.
Baboot. It's a Greek game.
Baboot.
Yeah, that's right.
Baboot. I knew it was worth bringing up. He used to go to a goulash where you played Baboot.
Goulash joints, coffee shops.
There you go. Way back in the, years ago.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Greek game, and I was probably the only non-Greek in the game.
There you go. All right.
Baboot.
Nancy, you were on a soap opera.
I was.
What was that? What soap opera?
Ryan's Hope.
Ryan's Hope!
Oh, wow.
Yes!
It was a hottie soap opera.
Yeah. Yes! Mm-hmm. It's a gorgeous soap opera.
A gorgeous soap opera.
That's right. I told you.
Yeah.
Did you watch Ryan's Hope?
She was also
right. Yes, we used to watch Ryan's Hope.
Really? I love it.
My sister's a big soap opera person.
You know, Don, I think we're fitting in real well here.
I'm sorry. Tell me.
So do I.
Tell me your name again.
Shauna. I'm sorry. Shauna's gorgy, too.
Shauna's gorgy. It's
Wild on E.
Wild on E.
That is a gorgy show.
Now, let me. You know, that is a sex show, though.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of TNA, but...
Is that the one, like, with Brooke Burke and all that?
I've got my clothes on.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's the one with...
Do you know, you're married, right, to Jimmy? Do you know Brooke Burke?
No, I don't know Brooke.
Okay.
We're represented by the same people.
Can you make a point to meet her and introduce her to Mike?
Mike has got a major, major...
Yeah.
If Mike was in the Army, his name would be Major Woody.
Yeah, I I'm a big
Brooke
fan.
Brooke.
If you get a chance to meet her, please pass along that I'm a very big fan.
She is pretty, you're right.
Yes, she is very.
Pregnant. And I'm sure she never hears that from men.
Oh, she had the baby.
She had the baby already?
Yeah.
Oh, she's married?
Yes.
Oh, she's all stretched out then,
she's
Mike.
Married. No,
she has
a husband.
Better body.
No, her husband's a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, so.
Oh.
So, what, so,
oh.
So did he give her the extra stitch?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Well, that's enough of that. Yeah. That's enough of that. Then all right.
No, I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying, I mean... If I was married to a plastic surgeon, I'm sure I would look.
Well, see, a lot of people, when I rated her high on our list of women, a lot of people called me and said, plastic surgery.
And I was one of them, and
yes,
I thought that was unfair.
Yes, this is true.
I thought that was unfair.
So who did I rate number one?
If a woman's been altered, it's a little bit unfair.
I agree.
Like an athlete using steroids.
I will readjust her position on the list.
Okay. So, Leah, when you have your baby, when you and Angelo eventually have a baby.
I'm having everything done.
Will you have the stitch down there?
Everything.
You'll have everything done?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything's going to be sewed up, snipped, tucked, everything. Enlarged.
My wife and I went to a Beverly Hills party last week, and all those Beverly Hills women are beginning to look alike because they're all going to the same surgeon.
Yeah.
And they all look surprised. And every one of them looks surprised.
Oh, with the eyebrows just permanently in the state of surprise.
Yeah. They don't they have those goddamn Botox parties?
But yeah, they have Botox parties where they inject people with the anti-wrinkle stuff.
It's gorgeous.
Fantastic.
Gorgeous
Botox.
And I think all night.
I think that all the Van Pattens would agree by looking at us that you and I are totally addicted to plastic surgery.
Yeah, right.
I know he can tell.
Mike has had
calm down, Pat. You're standing right next to me here.
Mike has had 10 procedures just so he can look like his cat.
Well, I'm in L.A.
Yes, you are.
Absolutely.
All right. We have to break. We want to thank, and this is a record for us. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Van Pattens in a room at one time.
Give yourselves all a round of applause, Van Pattens.
The Van Pattens.
We love the Van Pattens.
We do indeed.
We love Jimmy.
Yes. Where's Vincent?
He's in Las Vegas. He's hosting the poker tour, the World Series of Poker today.
Getting a massage? Is he getting a massage out there? Like the day we walked in on him getting a massage? That was, yes.
That's right.
Yeah. This family is very close. Every time I go to their house, they're all together.
Blue tennis court.
I mean, it's all green around Nils. Why you just didn't get a green, I don't know.
I'm colorblind.
Okay. But they are a very wonderful, sweet family.
They're the best. We love them. Yeah. We love them.
And Pat, you wanted
to
say...
We love Leah.
Did you want to say something, Pat?
You wanted to meet Vincent the last time you were here, and I took you over to his house next door. I said, oh, come on, we'll go up to the bedroom. And he was getting a massage.
Right.
He was embarrassed. Let me tell you that right now.
He was getting a massage.
We caught him right in the middle of happy ending.
No, of course. He was getting a massage.
Right.
What a problem. Hold on. Rob wants, on behalf of Mike... What's the status of the Playboy Mansion?
Ah, yes, the Playboy Mansion.
Mike
ladies
is
and gentlemen,
dying to go there.
Dick Van Patten.
All right, here's what I can do. First of all, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Hef shows. On Friday, he shows an old movie. On Saturday, he shows an old movie. On Sunday, he shows a brand new film. On Thursday, which is today,
snuff film.
He spends Thursday night with his two sons.
Oh, really?
It's the only night that I can't take you up there, but I could take you up there Sunday for a movie and dinner if you'd like to come.
Next time we come to Los Angeles, we're going to do that. Absolutely.
Do you realize right now?
Do it, because this is the only night that you can't go up because he spends this night with his two sons.
No. You know, if a bomb hit this room right now, they could never film another episode of The Love Boat.
Absolutely.
Right. Take out all the Manhattan.
Yeah, and just think how many Hollywood people would lose friends. It's amazing, isn't it?
No one would be able to play tennis on a clay court.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you to all the Van Pattens.
We appreciate you guys coming in. You are great friends of this show.
Always love seeing you.
Always
Dick
a pleasure.
Van Patten.
We appreciate all the nice things you've done for us.
Mutual.
Do you have what is the joke of the day on your answering machine at home?
The joke of the day is this woman goes into a drugstore, and she said, excuse me, do you have Viagra? And so he says, yes. And she says, well, does it work? He says, oh, yes, I use it myself. And she says, well, can you get it over the counter? He says, if I take two of them.
Bada bing. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Van Patten right there. You know what? Better than most.
most of them on his machine.
That's an A-plus. That's strong. Thank you, Jimmy and Nels and all the girls. And thank you all for coming. It is great seeing you again.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
All right.
Now, get you now you guys got to get out. Now, you all got to leave. This is how we do it on the show.
Everyone go to the Falcon Theater tonight.
Everybody go to the Falcon Theater in Los Angeles when you're out here and see the Sunshine Boys. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Dick.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Dick. Bye.
I was 20 minutes late.
There you go.
Okay. Be on time.
I know.
Be on time.
Like Gorgie.
Gorgie. You are Gorgie.
You are Gorgie.
You are Gorgie.
I'll see you Sunday.
There you go. Now,
here's the schmooze.
They're doing that moi, like on one side of the face.
Bye, sweetheart.
Then the other side of the face, the European thing.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye, Gorgie.
Bye, Gorgie.
Thank you very much, Nels.
Gorgie Nels.
Oh, my God.
Room full of Van Paddens.
Wow.
They were great. Thanks, Nels.
I feel like I've done, 12 shows this week.
Finally. A
it's
dream.
It's been a very long day.
A dream come true.
But there was great energy and great wit.
I think because it was emotional.
Mm-hmm. A room full of Van Paddens.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, you.
What an emotional roller coaster.
I'm covered in schmooze.
I know.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, there's.
Please.
Sweet.
No, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're Gorgie. You're Gorgie.
I know.
Gorgie's a funny word.
Gorgie. No, we're going to take Gorgie.
That's from one of our writers on the show.
We're taking Gorgie. We're stealing that.
We should call, actually, Bicky, who has that, who coined that phrase.
Gorgie.
You're Gorgie.
We got a break. When we come back, Mr. Skin is here, and we'll get the Mr. Skin Minute right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh, you like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama.
The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn ready.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Skin, we need you to get right on top of that microphone. Normally on the telephone on Thursdays, we have the Mr. Skin Report. Today, we're lucky enough he's in Los Angeles. Let's welcome Jim Skin.
Jim Skin.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. I love calling you Jim Skin. I really
Mr.
do.
Skin Report. Now, Leah, are you familiar with MrSkin.com?
I've heard... No, I'm not familiar because it is only females. However, I will not clap for Mr. Skin, being that I should let everyone know that during one of his... While he was waiting for an hour, he decided, I need to go to Starbucks, but was so selfish as to not ask anybody, including myself, if there was anything we would like.
You know what, and then plus they were trying to call me and I left my cell phone off, so that's even worse. It looks like I was doing it on purpose, but I really wasn't. I'm very sorry, Leah.
You
know, it's an interesting point.
And why aren't there any penises on your...
The
simple answer is I've been collecting nude scenes for 20 years. It's a ton of work. I am not going to stay up till 3 in the morning to get a nude scene of Ed Asner.
Well, I didn't say Ed Asner.
There is no better site than www.mrskin.com. Any star, and this guy, he is like a rain man.
I've heard him before. He is amazing.
You know, when you consider just preparation as far as guests go, people that come to play that know their material, there is nobody better than Jim Skin.
Now, I only think it fair that he does maybe hire a female to do a male portion of the site.
You know, seriously, what I think you ought to do is somebody out there, I don't think Mr. Skin should do this because he's made his living with women,
right.
But if there was a woman who was passionate about seeing a man's penis in a movie.
But I'm telling you,
but
that audience doesn't exist, honey. That what, audience, that audience that would want to look at guys' asses or guys' D's and B's,
yeah.
That is not the same audience as guy. Yeah, the proportion of women.
No, because guys are, hornier.
Right. The proportion of women who would want to see, like, for instance, Hugh Grant's D's and B's is minuscule compared to the guys who would want to see.
Well, also, and as far as the availability.
Guys are hornier.
But the availability of, like, actually seeing a guy's, real private
and
area.
And that should tell you something.
Right.
Right.
What should that tell me?
What should that tell you?
That our business is, it's just that women have to show their privates in movies,
yes.
But men are not required to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
Just simple.
We're more visual.
Yes, that's right.
I guess that's a lesson you're learning today.
I am learning.
That sometimes life's not fair.
No.
Life is just not fair.
I have learned that today.
We are here with Jim Skin.
Hi, Jim. Welcome to our world.
Jim, what nudity do we have in the new movies this week before we get to our list of rated women?
Oh, yeah, cool. Well, the big movie in theaters this weekend is the Star Wars Attack of the Clones.
Right.
And nobody here was expecting any nudity, and really the best I can do for you is Natalie Portman shows a lot of stomach and has a few white shirt nip slips there through the shirt. But no nudity in Attack of the Clones, but I don't think anyone's surprised by that. But the good news is there's three DVDs that feature outstanding nudity.
Okay, here they are.
The first is the movie Jude. Now, it's a 1996 movie.
Now, I know Rob is probably very
excited.
Jude.
Like Judas?
Stop it.
It's not Jude. It's J-U-D-E.
Jude. Well, what's the movie about?
Well, it's a total chick flick, guys. This is not something I'd say go rent, and have some beers and watch. But there's great news here because Kate Winslet has her best full frontal scene ever. You see a nice view of her English muffin. Very nice.
Her followed English up. Muffin?
Not only do you get this long full frontal shot of Kate, but the television show 6 Feet Under on HBO?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Brenda.
Brenda, who is
the big-breasted girl that's going nuts with all the sex.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they married to one of the brothers.
Yeah, now on the show,
she's had a lot
of sexy scenes and has come close, really hasn't shown much on 6 Feet Under.
Right.
But in this movie, she's laying on her back on the bed, and she's a 34D. I think you guys would enjoy this.
And she's one of the most exotic, unusual-looking women. I think she's beautiful. I really do.
So you get Kate Winslet naked and Jude with the bonus Brenda, Rachel Griffiths from 6 Feet Under.
For 6 Feet Under fans, that's really now.
That's huge, and that just came out this week, so check it out. The movie's called Jude.
Jude, okay.
Yeah. The other one, the classic, critically acclaimed movie, Atlantic City. Remember this?
Oh man, with the Sarandon.
Yes.
And Burt Lancaster.
Ah, yeah, the lemons.
Past the lemons. Past the lemons. She's in the window.
The lemons.
I would watch you. You'd go to work at the raw bar, and you'd wash yourself with the lemons.
Just can't say enough about this scene. Burt Lancaster's across the way. He's spying on her. She undoes her top and just washes her breasts with lemons. Do I need to say more?
No.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Classic.
And back in the day when that old bug-eyed Susan Sarandon really...
One of her first big roles, right?
Right.
In that movie.
She was really hot in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was at the top of her game.
Before she was Robin-sized, Tim Robbins or whatever he did to her.
And we have that tape somewhere back at the studio. We've got the tape of Atlantic City because we've been fans of that movie for a long time. Just the way Burt Lancaster speaks to her, I used to watch you with a bottle of gold perfume.
The lemons.
The lemons, yes, the lemons.
Yeah, and a couple of Kleenexes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, amen, brother.
Yeah. So, and finally, the third movie, great DVD out, you can find it on the new shelves, is a movie called Extremities. Now, this is a movie with Farrah Fawcett. Mm-hmm. It's from 1983. They finally released it on DVD. The significance here is Farrah is pretty much in my nipple hall of fame.
For the poster, right?
Yeah, she's a chairperson. She's unbelievable. And there's a scene where this guy pulls her top down, and it really, she literally almost pokes him in the eye. It's unbelievable.
What's the name of the movie again?
It's called Extremities.
That was that's post Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, it's right after, it's about 1983, so it was right after Charlie's Angels. And then
before she went nuts.
Before she went wacky. But it is pretty funny, and I'm a big fan of Farrah, but it was just so surprising when she first did the scene. It was the best view you're ever going to get of those pencil erasers.
Now, I know that the last time you told us about Farrah was that Dr. T and the Women.
Yes.
And I never would have rented that movie if not for your recommendation. And I actually did the freeze frame on the scene when she's in the shopping mall.
He'll tell you how far into the movie you have to go for.
There's one beautiful scene when she's in the shopping mall and she takes her clothes off.
Right.
And if you freeze frame it, you can see everything.
Everything you want.
And she's gorgeous.
Yeah, and that's because it was a... it's because it's a Robert Altman movie and he gets the girls to really get naked in his movies.
All right, so that's the latest from Mr. Skin. Nothing in Star Wars, but...
Natalie Portman's stomach, for those of us that are Natalie Portman fans, that would be something to see.
And, of course, when I really am serious about something, as you know, as I jotted down extremities,
right.
I will get that DVD. Now, we have a rated list of women. We rate them as if they were pieces of meat. No offense, Leah.
Oh, I'm taken.
Based strictly on their physical appearance. And what we're going to do is go through our top. Well, I don't know if we have time for the top. Someone got
the coffee is here. That's
I'm
good.
I'm trying this Tai Chi thing.
Tai Chi.
Thank you.
I have rated the women, and Mike has rated the women, and we have our list combined. That we have put together. And how about we start with, being as we're running low on time here, let's do the top 20, isn't it? The top 20, and you can tell us if these women have ever been naked in a movie, a DVD, anything. Number 20 on our combined list is Janet Jackson.
Yeah, well, good news here. She just did a Hawaii special on HBO in which, for the first time ever, she actually, and it surprised the hell out of me because it was supposed to be a concert, and she did a few videos as part of it.
Right.
Showed breasts and a little bunnage in that. Can you believe that?
That's amazing. So that's brand new
Luckily,
stuff.
Yeah, I thought the body double might... I was worried that they might do a body double where it was Michael Jackson, but it was actually... I confirmed that it is her.
So that's fresh news.
That's fresh news within the last couple of months.
Wow.
All right, then at number 19 we have Jillian. Now, who is that? That can't be Jillian.
Jillian Barbary?
Barbary? I was watching her this morning on the Fox show in L.A.
Yeah. Jillian Barbary.
Yeah, she's the Fox football babe. Unfortunately, hasn't been in R-rated movies to get naked.
All right. I know we're not going to have any luck here, but we have a rated... is the number 18 hottest woman on the planet, Shania Twain.
I know guys, just by emails I get, I know guys would love if she would be in a movie naked, but you know, she's a singer, hasn't done the Madonna thing yet, where she's gone into the R-rated world.
She certainly could, though, couldn't she? I mean, you can look for her maybe to do that down the road.
Yep.
All right, number, the 16th hottest woman on the planet is Shannon Elizabeth.
Now, I agree here that she's hot, though I have to say she's made some comments that now she wants to be known as an actress and doesn't want to be doing nudity. The problem is, I mean, what, are we going to have Shannon Elizabeth in a Shakespeare now? So the point is, she became famous for the scene in American Pie, and really, since then, do you know much about her, what she's done? Everyone knows her from American Pie, and I think she should go back to her nude ways.
And is that the only movie we can see her naked in?
Well, she did a movie called Dish Dogs before she was famous through American Pie, in which she has a good breast shot, and another movie called Jack Frost, not the Michael Keaton Jack Frost. Don't go rent that.
The Jack Frost that's like the
snowman.
The horror snowman.
The snowman that terrorizes. She gets
Jack Frost.
Yeah.
Okay, at number 16, also tied, we have Destiny's Child, and mainly we have the lead singer of Destiny's
Beyonce
Child.
Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah.
Has she been naked?
No, her videos are pretty cool. She's pretty skimpy outfits, but no R-rated nudity in a movie.
All right, 15th hottest woman, Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah, Money Train with Wesley Snipes. Before she was famous, she did this movie. Check it out. It's a nice breast shot.
A nice breast shot, okay. Number 14, Jamie Presley.
Oh, yeah, well, the classic Poison Ivy 3. She's a former gymnast, and she has the butt cheeks to prove it. That's very nice.
Okay. Number 13, Dark Angel, Jessica Alba.
She's on the top 10 babes that should get naked soon list without question.
Crap.
Yeah, she has not. You can check out a movie called Idle Hands from 1999. She was like 19 years old. Nice bra and panty scenes, amazing. But no nudity.
Amazing. He knows his stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
Number 12. My girl, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, now this is something I found. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you guys, but she did a movie called The Object of My Affection in 1998. There's a scene where she's in an argument with a guy. She's wearing a miniskirt. She throws her purse at the wall. As she throws her purse, her miniskirt flies in the air, and I went frame by frame on that, so you can check it out. She's wearing underwear. Object of My Affection.
Object of My Affection.
English muffin. Writing that down. Or American muffin.
You see why I love this guy?
I can see why.
I do love him.
How's your tea, Leah?
Oh, it's fabulous.
Isn't that good?
It's a gorgy tea.
Number 10, I'm sure Bonnie Bernstein from CBS has never been naked in anything.
No, but we can fantasize.
And Britney Spears.
No, but I mean, those outfits she's wearing in these concerts, she's getting as close as you can to nudity. But even in her movie Crossroads, she was in her underwear, but not nude. So we got to wait on Britney.
All right, number 9, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yeah. Well, a fun thing. I found this very rare Italian movie from 1990 before she was famous. It's called Scheherazade.
Ooh.
She falls out of the sky in a parachute into the arms of an old man in the streets of Baghdad.
Yeah.
Fun for the whole family. And you do get great breasts and bun shots in that. It's by far her best scene.
Scheherazade. Okay. Then we have another tie here. We have, and I'm sure there's going to be nothing on this, the new singer Shakira.
No.
Nothing
no
on
nudity.
Her. What about Charlize Theron?
Oh, can't say enough about her. Nude in a bunch. Devil's Advocate, my favorite. If you could get over the church thing.
Alex, if she's all cut up and
I mean, it's makeup. Hey, she's full frontal.
Cider House Rules, too, right?
I prefer Devil's Advocate for the full frontage.
Yeah, I forgot. You're the expert.
next on the list, besides Swordfish, would there be any with Halle Berry?
Yes. She won an Academy Award for Monsters Ball. I was able to see this movie about 4 weeks before it came out, and I couldn't say enough about it. Her sex scene in Monsters Ball is 3 minutes long. Yes, I did time it. And
of course.
It's every possible sexual position. She's totally naked. Now, they're saying the DVD may have a little extra because they had to trim it down. Not her, but the actual scene. And it's outstanding stuff. So Halle Berry, can't say enough, going from no nudity to in 1 year, doing Swordfish and Monsters Ball.
Fantastic.
And winning an Academy Award
scene. Mm-hmm. She got it for the nude scene, I think.
Let me see that we have a three-way tie at number 3. Brooke Burke, this girl from E! That Mike is crazy about.
We found out a lot about Brooke Burke in the last break with the Van Patten.
She's all stretched out, Mike. She's had a baby.
Never nude in a movie, but Mike might like to know, in my private collection, I don't post modeling paparazzi pictures at my site, but I have some great modeling shots she did where she's completely nude with another guy. You might want to check that out.
Thank you, Mr. Skin.
I can edit out the guy for you, too.
Thank you, Mr. Skin.
Edit out the guy.
Get right on that, Rob.
Could you send us one that has Mike's head out of the guy's body? Also tied at number 3, I would eat the corn out of her kova and a cornucova.
Yeah, obviously not in the movie. We know all about the paparazzi problems. No nudity yet, but if she ever got nude either in Playboy or movie, it'd be outstanding.
What's your take on that Bob Guccione thing right now with all that? Do you think, I mean, did he know? Do you think he knew? Or he knew all the way that it wasn't Anna Kournikova?
Everyone knew it wasn't her from day one, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
All right, the number 3 hottest woman is in this room.
Yes.
Oh, stop.
TV's Leah Remini.
Yes.
Have you got any naked pictures of Leah at all?
No, actually, this is the awkward moment of being myself. I came into the interview, and they were checking out her page on the website. Now, Leah has not been naked, but she has had some nice bikini shots on the TV show. So I was worried, I was thinking, God, what if she thinks, she probably already does think I'm a creep, but what if she, there was a confrontation out there.
I wish this was TV.
That would be so that was a fun moment in there for me, as you can imagine.
God, that look is great.
Hi there. Number 2, and this was my highest rated woman. I gave her a perfect 10. I tell you, if God forbid, if my wife gets hit by a bus, I am going to find Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
Where can I see Elizabeth Hurley naked?
Tons of good stuff. She did a movie called Shameless with a dude named C. Thomas Howell, a guy that's was in a bunch of 80s movies in which she plays a heroin addict and has some nice sex scenes in there. If you could get over the needle marks, it's some good nudity.
No problem.
One of my favorites is movie she did called Aria. And the reason this is so good is not only does Elizabeth Hurley make her nude debut, Bridget Fonda makes her new debut in the same movie.
One of my favorites.
I would recommend, Don, you want to check out Aria, because you get not only a great Elizabeth Hurley nude scene, but the bonus of Bridget Fonda.
Beautiful. I got it. And the number one woman on our list, I gave her a 7.4. Mike gave her a 9.8. Averages out to an 8.6. Supermodel Heidi Klum.
Yes, an interesting thing about her, of course, during her modeling, you know, the Sports Illustrated videos and whatnot, there's tons of bikini shots. She's getting into movies now, and she just did a movie called Blow Dry. Now, well, this is interesting. There's a scene where she goes for a lower frontal shot. Now, the problem is, they used a pubic wig, pink pubic wig, so you see everything but...
American.
So I don't know, does that count? Will that count for you?
That'll work for me.
Yeah, that was she was Mike's top choice.
I'm actually wearing one of those wigs right now.
That's fine. All right, well, it's a pink pubic wig. You see Clum's clump. It's pink, and it's in the movie Blow Dry.
Clum's clump. Fantastic.
You're the greatest, Mr. Skin. Mr. Skin, of the site is www.mrskin.com. He comes on every Thursday for the Mr. Skin Report. He's in Los Angeles. Now, you're going to be on that ridiculous show on Comedy
Beat the
Central?
Geeks. Yeah, that's why I'm out there. They asked me to be on Beat the Geeks.
Beat the Geeks. Well,
yeah, I've reached new lows.
Yeah, lower than being on this show. Wow. Well, Mr. Skin, you're the greatest. And thank you for the, let me see, I've got Extremities with Farrah Fawcett's nipples.
Aria.
I've got Aria.
Yeah, get Aria.
And Shameless, and also to see Jennifer Aniston's cooter, it's object of my affection.
Yeah, and I'll be waiting for those private pictures of Brooke Byrne.
And they will be coming soon, but I want to stress, these are not great movies. They are great nude scenes. I'm stressing that.
As always. Understand. Yeah. As always. Thank you. The great Mr. Skin.
Nice shot.
We do love him. Thank you. Get out of here now, Mr. Skin.
Fantastic. And you know what? I was saying this during the break that Mr. Skin had a strange, slight resemblance to a Van Patten. He looks like a dark-haired Van Patten. I thought he might have been one of the Klan when he got here the first time.
Nice seeing you, Mr. Skin. Get out of here now. Leah?
Yes.
Leah, hi.
What? Hi.
Welcome back to the show, Leah.
Oh, thank you.
And you were enjoying your tea during that segment?
Yes.
We love Mr. Skin.
Yes.
God
he knows a lot.
He does. And you know, you notice he was doing that without benefit of like a book or a computer.
He really knows the stuff right off the top
of his
head.
Well, doesn't he get money from his website?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course he does.
Hey. Completely unselfish.
Yeah, no. Guys pay to go on the website.
Yeah,
we were just talking about
it. Pay, too, if he showed a little D.
Well, you know, that's really? Somebody's got to go out and do that. But you know what? You still could look through the vault of films, and you're not going to see a lot
but
of
I
it.
But I think Mr. Skin should hire, like, a Mrs. Skin.
Well, let me ask you, whose D do you want to see?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not that I particularly need to
but
see one, because I have one at home, and my boyfriend.
Yeah,
if I really was dying to see a D, I would just... You know, ask him to show it.
Whose celebrity D would you look? Would you be interested
it's
in seeing?
It's not that I really want to see anybody's, but I know men really won't reveal themselves because they're insecure
about
showing their stuff on film.
What about just a nude scene? Is there a particular actor in Hollywood, anybody that's been in films where you wouldn't mind seeing this person in a stage of undress? Is there one
it's
particular?
Any man. No, it could be any man.
Any man?
I would just like to see men in film reveal themselves a little bit.
So you don't have any lust?
No, I really don't.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Not Scott Shannon.
Doesn't matter. It could be Scott Shannon. It could be anybody.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at it right now.
I'd just like to see.
You just like to
equal
play. Well, see, that's the reason.
But I understand.
The reason is not going to happen because you really don't care.
But I understand the problem because if you're not aroused, I would be uncomfortable if I was a man, too, because then I would be like, well, that's not really the way it is because I'm not really, I'm just nervous and it's cold and, you know.
See, it's more a political thing than it is, like, really, like, lustful interest.
I know,
like
but
all
I'd like to see a man have some, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have it in them to just go. I don't care if it's small right now. I mean, I would just like to see it once in a while.
Drop your pants.
I don't mean in real life. I just mean in the movies.
Drop your pants right now.
There just aren't as many movies featuring them. That's the problem.
Not just
right.
Now.
Yeah.
We'll send you the whole Van Patten filmography with all of their nude scenes.
Okay. We are ready for Buzz now with the news.
Yes. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
I'll tell you something.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
I swear to God, this has been an ice cream headache show.
Yeah. It's like Christmas. Yeah.
This really has been an ice cream headache show.
Fascinating, though.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news in the comments today?
Today, before 9/11, what did the president know and when did he know it?
Oh, yeah. He knew a lot, didn't he?
Apparently so.
Yeah, okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike
Show. Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Right, right. And this one had a winner today with the celebrity burp.
Yes.
Finally, it was, yes, it's the lovely Big Frida.
Absolutely. All the clues made total sense to every one of us.
My mother-in-law. Do you have that? Here we go. Let's roll that.
This is Dawn's mother-in-law, Big Frida. We have just won the celebrity burp contest.
Means we have a brand new burp.
Artfully avoiding terms like you, fag, and retard. It's Dawn and Mike.
And here's the brand new burp that you'll hear on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot. It's the continuous loop.
Tomorrow, with no clues, that burp is worth $50,000.
Oh, $50,000, and that's legitimate. I mean, if somebody pulled it out of thin air and got it, they would win $50,000.
$50,000. And now let's go to the news cubicle, and here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Donna Mike. President Bush was told last night that bin Laden's terrorists were planning some hijackings. He was told last August. U.S. intelligence says he didn't know they would involve a suicide attack. But they did warn the president and law enforcement officials a month in advance of 9/11.
Mr. President,
I just don't understand. Hey, you mean there's going to be a suicide bomber? Hey, get your ass out of my office. You're full of crap.
But, Mr. President,
I'm sorry. It's cocktail hour. Gone. Get. Shoe fly.
The FBI knew that Middle Eastern men were enrolling in pilot lessons.
There's no way any of those people from over there in the desert could fly an airplane, not an American airplane.
And one agent did make notes that a bin Laden terrorist might, quote, fly something into the World Trade Center.
Son, there ain't a chance in hell that's going to happen. Absolutely not.
You know who told him about it? I hope you did. Does you have the tape of Jenna around? Is that tape in the studio?
My little daughter,
Jenna.
She came in, but she was drunk. I didn't believe what she was saying.
Well, now, it's on the far right column, Joe.
I know it has a yellow label on it, and I know that on the tape, Jenna Bush is telling her dad.
She's drunk. There's not a chance there's somebody's going to be able to pull off a plot like that. It's the greatest country in the world.
I know it's mislabeled. It says porno interruption.
Nice Bush.
Yeah, you just get out of my office. Go throw up in the Rose Garden.
So they knew all of these things, but U.S. officials didn't communicate these things to one another, and therefore never connected the dots.
Jenna,
I'm not under
there. She is. See, that's Jenna Bush.
Jenna Bush, there's my daughter right there.
She is Jenna Bush.
What can you do for me?
I'm really
glad
I met you at the pool today.
What do you mean, met you? Don't stop talking to my Secret Service agent.
It was nice meeting you too, Jenna. Now, isn't it true that you told your dad about the 9/11 off the awful stuff on 9/11, Jenna? Jenna?
I think Jenna's recueing.
Jenna, did you tell your dad about?
Hey, what the hell's going on here, son?
Are you taking off your clothes? But now, Jenna Bush, did you or did you
what
not?
What is Sam Hill's going on here?
Did you or did you not know about the information? Jenna. Jenna.
Who'd be pressing those buttons?
Joe Artinger.
There you go. Can't tell that, can you, son?
Would you mind helping me?
Okay.
Hey, Jenna ate all my olives.
A man has been arrested in the case of the Philadelphia mail bombing. The bomb went off Monday as police tried to defuse it. Nobody got hurt. It was found in a drop box with the words Free Palestine on the package. Inside, a pair of sneakers with the words Al-Qaeda written on them. Police have arrested 53-year-old Preston Litt. No, he's in New York. Philadelphia police say this man has no known terrorist connection.
Keep grilling me. I definitely found it.
Chicago police this week rushed to a home where the owner had reported finding a pipe bomb in her mailbox. Turns out it was a pipe bong. After using a robot to retrieve the device, a sheriff's official announced it was the type of pipe you smoke marijuana with.
Really, Buzz? How would you describe one of those pipes?
I have no idea how they're constructed, and there's no idea who planted the bong. Just outside Philadelphia yesterday, a Cadillac crashed into a McDonald's. Three people were killed and two others got hurt. It happened at 4:20 in the morning in Mount Ephraim, New Jersey, 10 miles southeast of Philadelphia.
Mount what?
Mount Ephraim. A 50-year-old man sped through
Stay
an...
Cool.
There he is.
Stay cool. That's another unhappy meal.
A 50-year-old man sped through an intersection and over a curb. His car crashed through the kids' play area. There were no kids there, fortunately. And then through the front window and into the kitchen. The car then burst into flames. Three of the six workers on duty were killed. Another worker and the driver were injured.
Leah, you can comment during the news. It's news and comment. Oh.
Absolutely. I believe that we may have caught you drifting off.
No,
I believe you might have been
in a... Buzz, because I know he wants to tell his news.
But he loves it to be punctuated by our comments.
It is news and comment.
Oh!
Many years ago, we would actually...
I feel bad.
We would actually give Buzz like 10 minutes
and hey, gang,
to do the news.
Uh-huh.
Hey, gang, look at Charlie Broyhill and Nicole comfortably sitting on the sofa together.
Canoodling.
Oh, it's all back to normal.
Where's
there's
the
love
camera
here.
Now?
But now when we do the news, we comment on the news.
Okay, but you guys comment on it.
You're more than...
Another
more than welcome.
Always like to keep my audience riveted.
Oh, look at Buddy's.
Always like to keep my audience riveted. Always like to keep my audience riveted.
Police in Arizona.
Always like to keep my audience riveted.
Have stopped a plot to kill the governor and the sheriff who runs...
Always like to keep my audience riveted.
The sheriff who runs the toughest jail in America. They say the man behind the plot was in jail for failing to register as a sex offender. They say his motivation was the tough conditions at the Maricopa County Jail. The plan was supposedly to kidnap Governor Jane Hull and keep her in the trunk of a car until she pardoned him.
That was the idea.
And then the man and his co-conspirators...
Sheriff Ed?
I'm Sheriff Ed. I'm going to put her in the trunk of my car.
That's him.
It's my jail.
The man and his co-conspirators allegedly planned to kill her and bury her under a tree.
Always like to keep my audience riveted.
She would have been riveted.
Then the man supposedly planned to hire a sniper to take out the sheriff, who made news by bringing back the old-fashioned chain gang and making the prisoners wear pink underwear.
That guy's on TV constantly, incidentally.
He is.
He's got a book out and he sells crap. He's got like a cookbook out.
He's a good American.
The pink underwear cookbook.
Actress Elizabeth Hurley finally has proof that British movie maker Stephen Bing is her baby's daddy. The TV show Extra says a piece, get this, a piece of dental floss from Bing's garbage reveals that his DNA is a match with that of Liz's six-week-old son, Damien.
I'd eat her corn.
Tests show there's a 99.993% chance that Bing is the father. He's been fighting the paternity claim.
They used
claim.
To like each other, too. She had a pet name for him.
What was it?
Bada.
Bada Bing.
Thank you.
Now it's Fada Bing.
Fada Bing. DNA information is not part of the lawsuit Hurley's filed in Los Angeles Superior Court.
She's a perfect 10, you know.
That's what I hear.
That's how I've rated her. A perfect 10.
Always like to keep my audience riveted.
I do.
The divorce of Cleveland Indians pitcher Chuck Finley from actress Tawny Katayan is getting uglier.
Uh-oh. Ugly.
She's filed court papers saying he's a heavy drinker, a pothead, and a user of illegal steroids.
And?
Last month, here in California, he filed against her and got a court order to keep her away.
That was, hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Jesus. That was after Tommy had been arrested for kicking him, punching him, and twisting
that's
his ear.
That's the first time. You really pried it in there.
Because he was a heavy drinker.
Oh, okay.
I didn't make the connection.
This is Scott Shannon.
Now we get it. Yeah. Now he's a baseball pitcher. Tawny immediately checked into rehab for her own substance abuse problems, and the Indians management say it's detected no signs of drug or alcohol abuse on Finlay.
And he's a supermodel.
We got a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Well, let me see. You get busy with Robbie Rob and Lisa Lisa Sunday at Zanzibar in D.C.
Zanzibar!
On Water Street Southwest, 6 to 8 p.m. Robbie Rob and Lisa Lisa will be there for the Hawaiian Tropic Bikini Contest.
Yeah, we're in the finals.
That is a plug that I'm reading.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to make an impromptu ad-lib.
Off the top of your head?
Before we continue with the news.
Okay.
Centerville. This is music lover Don Geronimo inviting all of you to the Shark Club in Centerville this Saturday night for the world-renowned Mike O'Mara Crap Blues Band. This band gets hotter every time I see them.
Yes.
And I don't think I've ever heard Mike play drums better.
Thank you.
So don't be an ass. Go see Crap at the Shark Club in Centerville this Saturday night. I personally guarantee you a good time.
Sounds like exactly what you said yesterday, right off the top of your head.
Or your money back.
No.
Hey, hey.
No, no, no. No. No.
Here is Buzz. Turn back time.
Hi, Donovan. The IRS thinks there may be something goofy about Disney's tax returns, so the government's now auditing.
Hey, I get it, Buzz.
They're auditing the Disney company.
I get jokes.
You like that?
I get
you
jokes.
See what I did there?
I get
They're auditing the Disney company, which is the second biggest media company in America. IRS and other government officials.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes.
I get jokes.
They're focusing on Disney's 1993 to 1999 tax returns. Quoting a Disney official, the IRS says we owe them more money, and we think they're right. Well, the company says it thinks it can easily pay the difference. It's happening everywhere. In Houston, a 29-year-old female school bus driver is accused of having sex with an 11-year-old boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She reportedly even had him thinking about marriage.
Yeah.
Wow. Two supposedly hooked up in her car, her house, and in a motel room.
Yeah.
But the boy's mother says he told her about this and cried, "No, Mommy, no." Police say they found letters from the driver to the boy and from the boy to the driver. The boy is now in therapy. The driver faces up to life in prison, and police say she may have other victims.
That must therapy. Therapy schmerapy.
Good letter from an 11-year-old.
It's only May 6th, but it's already hot in Florida. That's why a 45-year-old man from Georgia says he was driving I-95 yesterday naked. He was reported to police by other motorists who saw him in his white Pontiac rental car.
I'm comfortable.
Quoting the arresting officer.
My buns are sticking to these seats.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Quoting the arresting officer, he said he was hot. In sports, how low will baseball players go to sell their memorabilia? Seattle pitcher Jeff Nelson, who used to be a reliever for the Yankees, is selling bone chips removed from his elbow.
There you go.
He'll have to go somewhere other than eBay, though. An arbiter of good taste, the auction website has pulled the item after the bidding got up to $25,000.
As long as there's plenty of salsa.
And finally, who are we to judge other people's lifestyles? In Green Bay, Wisconsin, a man is in critical condition after his wife shot him in the testicles.
Yeah, hey there.
44-year-old Susan Winkler says it was an accident.
Maybe he just wouldn't listen there.
She says Mr. Winkler had asked her to fire at his scrotum before with an unloaded gun.
Hey there, honey.
She says she didn't know the rifle was loaded.
Oh, for pain.
On May 7th, she says her girlfriend was pulling into the driveway when her husband gave the order, shoot him off before she gets up here. Susan now faces up to 5 years in prison and orders to stay away from guns and Mr. Winkler.
Ooh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. No! No!
We gotta go. So the question of the hour is, will you be back tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes. Love you long time, Leah. Thank
you. I like the look on Nicole's face right
thank
there.
Thank you.
Will she,
Leah.
Nicole?
Thank you, Leah.
All right.
Thank you, Nicole.
Good day.
Talk to my brother, please. MrSkin.com, and thank you to all the Van Pattons. That's it. We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, ma'am.
I said good day.
Good day.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.